Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the breakdown pressures, rule equality air. Wipe away transgression, set the captive.
I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we are in the ready zone. We are about to get it on. That's a proper song, Exodus. And today, we are in an Exodus, but you ain't moving nowhere. The people coming here, and we're going to prove that today with all the facts. And I got my host, special guest, shout out. I got my elder going to come in a few minutes. Brother Tariq from Cali got up early this morning, y'all, to come with us. We missed them on Thursday, but there's been some technical difficulties, I heard, with Blog Talk. People could not do shows for the whole week. And yet, the Helios Biblios was able to make it on. There's been some rough ones, but we glad. Antoinette has thrown some beautiful programs. Get ready for those. She's going to redo them on Wednesday, I'm sure Thursday, who knows, it could be Friday. Let's get it on with her. Thank you, Antoinette, for all the stuff you do for us. Keep this place on. Now, it's time, y'all. I told you, this we not playing with you. It says, Son of Man, help the dry bones. That's the biggest prophecy in the biblical Bible, is the valley of the dry bones. Now, again, I'll put this to y'all simply easy. We're not here to give you nothing but the facts. We don't care what you are, what you vote for, what you believe, what you eat. It's not about this on this program. It's about the facts about what you are, what you eat, and everything else. The facts. Don't get emotional with the facts, because the facts can get you psyched out, but the facts is the facts. Now, I say to myself, what logical person would follow something that would lead them into a pit? And that's why
can't hear you, bro.
We begin tonight with a nation already on edge in the coronavirus pandemic as protests turn violent across America. The arrest of a former Minneapolis police officer.
Making a commitment involves dedicating yourself to something like a person or a cause. Before you can make a commitment, I need you to think carefully. Amen. A commitment obligates you to someone or to something. The commitment to the solution is the answer to the problem. The commitment, come on. The commitment to the solution is the answer to the problem. Come on, Pastor, we need a strategy. Pastor, we need some direction. The direction is that as long as you're dealing with the problem, then you're giving the problem the energy. But once two people come together and agree that they're going to get in the boat, listen to me. The disciples waited on Christ. He did not come. They did not get weary. They did not give up. They got their butt in the boat. The first thing we need to do is make a commitment. Get in the boat, grab the oars, and begin to row. I'm going to show you what that looks like. It is when you commit yourself to something. You commit yourself to a person. Hallelujah. You commit yourself to a call. In this instance, I'm talking about committing yourself to a people, committing yourself to a cause. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, the first strategy is I need you to commit. And when I say commit, I'm not talking about Jamie. I told you I'm being honest. I ain't trying to tell nobody business. But somebody called me 2 weeks after we had a counseling session and said, Pastor, it didn't work. I said, what didn't work? What you told me. I said, what I told you 14 days ago didn't work. I told you 14 days ago. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that Dr. Martin Luther King and the Montgomery bus boycott, it lasted for 381 days. Commitment.
That was the day that we started a bus protest.
Commitment. Commitment. Sometimes the only way to get a solution is you have to commit yourself to something. And when I say commit yourself to something, I'm not talking about for a weekend. You think you're going to post for a weekend and make some changes? Oh, Pastor, are you saying there's something wrong with posting? I'm not telling you how to protest. But if you think for 1 minute that you're going to protest for a weekend, if you think you're going to protest for a week, if you think you're going to protest for a month, I'm telling you, you don't have to question the strategy. You don't have to question the system. You don't have to question. All you got to do is go to Dr. Martin Luther King and look at the history and study it. You don't have to worry about what people are saying. You don't have to worry about what people are thinking. All you got to do is go to the model. All you got to do is go to the individual. natural. Hallelujah. That was most successful. Hallelujah. All you got to do is go to Gandhi. All you got to do is realize that it's not going to happen in 3 days. Amen. And some of us are going to post for the weekend. And some of us are going to post for a week. You know why? Because it's convenient. It's convenient to look like you committed. And some of us are going to go and march for 3 or 4 days. And some of us are going to march for 7 days. And some of us are going to get up and in our emotions and we're going to do all that talking. But I'm here to tell you today that yes, change can come, but change don't come when you convene. Change only comes when you make a commitment. And Dr. Martin Luther King led his people for 381 days. 381 days, nobody took the bus. And 381 days, people walked to work. And people walked home. And people walked to the store. For 381 days, people were inconvenienced. I'm talking about a commitment. You talk about convenience. You talk about how you look in front of other people. You talk about how what other people gonna say about you. You talking about trying to gain some political power. Or you talking about trying to get somebody to see what you're doing. I declare to you today, Martin Luther King, hallelujah, when they weren't 381 days, no bus, hallelujah, no transportation, 381 days. Hey man, they carpooled. 381 days. They had to get up 3 hours early so they can get everybody to their destination. 381 days. That's over a year. 381 days. Not 30 days. Not 3 days. 381 days. And you want to get online for 3 weeks and act like you've done something. You want to get on for a weekend and act like you've done something. You want to post and act like you've done something. You want to walk when you want to. You want to go march when you off work. And you want to God. You want to show your solidarity when you got time. 381 days. Dr. Martin Luther King had a PhD. Dr. Martin Luther King had a job. He could have lived anywhere he wanted to. But guess what? He was committed. He was committed to the cause. So he lived in the neighborhood. He was committed to the cause. So they used his car. He was committed to the cause. So he walked. Your little 3 days, you ain't doing nothing. You're doing what's convenient to you. You're doing what people are seeing you do. You're doing what's making you popular. You're doing what's bringing you attention. Dr. Martin Luther King wasn't looking for no attention. 381 days. 380 days. They marched. 381 days. They fed each other. 381 days. They took off their lunch and couldn't go lunch because they had to pick somebody up and take somebody. 381 days. They got homes late because they were picking each other. 381 days. Is this convenient for you or is this a commitment? Some of us have been doing this for a real long time. Before social media, we was doing this. I was 14 years old. My mama had me out, Jamie, registering people to vote at 16 years old, 14 to 16 years old. At 20-something years old, when I was in college, I was registering people to vote. I ran a GED program. We was doing gun back stuff. Some of you, you're doing it because it's convenient. I'm looking for everybody who's committed. I'm looking for the folks to say, if I got to do this for a month, if I got to do this for 6 months, if I got to do this for a year, if I got to do this for 5 years, if I got to do this for 6 years, if I got to do this for 10 years, whatever it takes, I'll do whatever it takes. And I'm telling you today, Martin Luther King said, we shall overcome. But I'm telling you, he said it because he waited in the morning and it didn't happen. He waited in the afternoon, it didn't happen. He waited at night and it didn't happen. And he jumped in the boat. He got in the boat and there were some folk that got in the boat with him and they grabbed the oar. You ready to grab your paddles or you just want to talk? You ready to grab your paddles or you just want to be seen? You ready to grab your paddles and do the work? Some of us been doing the work forever. God said, there's a reason why I make you wait. I make you wait because I'm trying to see people's pure intentions. 500 miles. Booker T. Washington walked 500 miles. He walked 500 miles. I'm not mad at you. I can't tell you how to protest, but I'm telling you, I'm not looking at some folks in 2020 to show me how to protest. I'm going back, amen, to the Bible. And the Bible says Jesus was so committed that he left heaven. He came on earth for 33 years, and then he died on the cross committed. Not convenient committed. Yeah, Peter was convenient committed. Yeah, because when they called Peter to the carpet, he denied Jesus not once. He denied him 3 times. He walked with Christ when it was convenient. He walked with the Master when it was convenient. There are those of you who are doing what you do because it's convenient, but some of you ain't never made a commitment, and we're not going to be able to solve any problems until we put both feet down and we make a commitment. We sacrifice our heart. We sacrifice our mind. We sacrifice our soul. I didn't say he caught the plane. I didn't say he caught a ride. I didn't say he rode his bike. I said he walked 500 miles. Commitments. Commitments. Went to Hampton. Oh, come on, come on. I know you read the story. They denied him. That night, he went to the library and he cleaned the library, Jamie. Not once, not twice, three times. And when they came back the next day and they saw how clean it was, they took their finger and they put their finger on the wall. A white wall, and guess what happened? There was no dust, no dirt. Committed. They said, no, he could have went home. No, you can't come here because of the color of your skin. He could have said, no. He walked 500 miles. You thought he would have needed at least 3-4 days sleep, but it's not about what's convenient. He got in school, graduated, and became a professor. You're not hearing what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is, hallelujah, you got to make a commitment. Even after he graduated, became a professor, he founded Tuskegee for African Americans, an institution that is still productive to this day. I need you to be active. Hallelujah. But I need you to be passive, meaning that while you're waiting, you're doing something. What did I do? While I waited, Jamie, I got the PhD. I saw what happened to Emmett Till. I saw it. So I went back and got the 4-year degree while I waited. I went and got the master's while I waited. I went and got the PhD while I waited. We starting a summer school for kids. Come on, come on. With a curriculum, Jamie. With music. We're bringing in Grammy artists. We got somebody helping them with the SAT test and the ACT. Helping them with standardized tests. You not hear what I'm saying? We're helping them, Jamie, with conflict resolution. Jamie, we're helping them to be entrepreneurs. Jamal's going to introduce them to make real estate real so they can learn how to get profit. You not hear what I'm saying, Jamie? Yep. Why you wait? I know you want to do it when it's convenient, but why you wait instead of playing video games? Why you wait? Educate yourself. Why you wait? Become a lawyer. Why you wait? Become a judge. Why you wait? Get economic freedom. Why you wait? Start a community program. Why you wait? Educate the police system. Why you wait? Change the culture. Why you wait? Don't tell other communities to be a blessing to our community, and we're tearing our own community down. Why you wait? Build businesses in your community. Why you wait? Teach kids how to read. Why you wait? Tell daddies to get in their kids' life. Why you wait? Strengthen single-parent mothers. Why you wait? Bring folks to church. Why you wait? Pray and wait on God. Why you wait? Why you wait? Why you wait? Do something. Why you wait? Do something. You need leadership, Jesus Christ. You need leadership, Dr. Martin Luther King. You need leadership, Booker T. Washington. You need leadership, Malcolm X. What did they do? They did something. They made a commitment in prison. Malcolm X made a commitment to the Nation of Islam. He came out, and there might have been 30,000 folk. He made a commitment, and in less than a few years, he had recruited 500,000 people to the Nation of Islam. He made a commitment. He wears glasses not because he couldn't see. He wore glasses because in jail, he read. I'm telling you to make a commitment. You want to help the cause, read. You want to help the cause, study. And Jamie, when I was 19 years old and I saw the Emmett Till story, from that day forward, I would go to the library. People ask me, do you know this artist and this artist? Have you seen that movie? And Jamie, I'm embarrassed to say, no, I haven't. Why? I wasn't watching movies, Jamie. I was in the library and I was studying Souls of the Black Folks. Oh, you not hearing what I'm telling you? Succeeding against the odds. You not hearing what I'm telling you? I start reading the Mayflower, Make Me Wanna Holler, Nathan McCall. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you today that you got to get in the boat. And some of you, you think you're doing something because you're standing by the boat. You think you're doing something because you're around the boat. You think you're doing something because you call the people name out who in the boat. You think you're doing something because you care. You think you're doing something. You ain't doing nothing until you make a commitment. Wait, 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 I'm waiting just like you wait. I'm hoping just like you hoping for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'm hoping just like you hoping that one day it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. Hallelujah. I'm waiting just like you waiting to get pulled over and know one day that as an African-American man, I don't have to fear for my life. I'm waiting just like you waiting. If I go to a bank, I'm going to get treated like everybody. I'm waiting just like you waiting. I'm anxiously hoping for it just like you hoping for. I got an African-American son. I got an African-American daughter. I'm waiting just like you waiting. Don't think I ain't waiting like you wait. Don't think I'm not longing for it like you longing for. Don't think I'm not like you. But I'm telling you the difference between when you make a commitment to something and it's just a convenience, you lose your hope. I'm telling you, we can't lose our hope, because once you lose your hope, you lose.
A third of U.S. adults in a recent Pew Research Center survey said they'd be enthusiastic about a brain chip to enhance their thinking power. The survey of 4,726 adults examined public attitudes about three emerging technologies that could improve a person's health, cognitive ability, or physical capacity. Responses showed that...
Hey, Drybone, you back?
Hey, I'll hear you. Can you hear me?
I don't
hear
anything.
Yeah, I can hear you. Let's see, I sent Drybones a text and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can hear both of y'all. What's going on?
Okay, I can't hear Drybones. Can you hear him?
No,
I
was cut
off from the beginning. I think we all were. Yeah, the New York number just cut off, and then I haven't heard nothing since, except just now I call in.
Okay, and you were able to open up your line?
Well, I pushed one and it came on.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Wait a minute, let me try.
Can you hear me?
Hold
can
on. 786. That's Florida, right?
Can you hear me? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Dry bones.
Okay. I didn't go to the phone. They took us off the real board, y'all. So, okay.
Wow.
Okay, that's the reason why I came in and opened it up.
Yeah,
and played something
I appreciate that. All right, we back. Let me get back on track. Brother Tariq, stay with me. I got you in the queue already. This is why we got to do alternatives. I tell y'all, this is not by – if the whole week everybody got cut off and we paid, this is not a free – enterprise. They get residuals. We all need to do something against Blog Talk. I've talked to Beverly. Y'all, we need to get together on this one, because it's impossible for us to be able to be taken off.
Right.
I got to go to a school zone. Now, let's go back to this. The people out there doing all this stuff, that's going out there, they already been brain chipped.
Another current enhancements. 34% say electric cosmetic surgery is taking technology too far. The survey was conducted by mail from March the 2nd to the 28th, while a margin of error of 2.2 percentage points. The Pew Research Center also interviewed in focus groups a diverse sample of 47 participants across the country on why they feel uncomfortable about these technologies. One focus group participant, a 50-year-old woman from Phoenix, said that, "I just think there's that place where you're going beyond healthy. You're going to super strength or computer chip thinking. Then I think that's unnatural." She continues to say that, "I think that being healthy, productive, having a good quality of life is where I would draw the line." A 59-year-old woman from Atlanta said that if it starts to sound Hitler-like, trying to create a perfect specimen of man and woman, then people who are not perfect might be treated badly. A 40-year-old in Phoenix was concerned about increased memory. He said, "I think this comes with a certain amount of arrogance when you get this, because now you go from being normal Dave in the room to the smartest guy in the room."
Now, I want y'all to think about that. Brother Tariq, I got you in the loop. You with me? You give us your vibe on that, because here it is. You, being an elder, you seen this dynamic from when it was in your time of growing up to now, and now we're talking about putting people into superhuman strength and superhuman thinking. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, it's an illusion and a delusion of those who have wrestled themselves, I'll say it like that, to power over everybody else. And then from there, they create all this this phantasmagoria nonsense about what they want to happen and how they want it to happen, and they go after it like that. And it takes humanity back to the caves. It breaks us down into being stupid and just outright dumb. Don't give a damn. Just, oh, I got no time for that. I got to pay bills. I got to. Yeah, well, that's the mindset that's been drilled into us, especially since 1944. That's almost 80 years. That's 80 years.
Right.
I mean,
80 years
of Operation Mockingbird and Paperclip, establishing the Nazi hierarchy in this country, working in concert with the Pentagon and working with so-called NASA, which is also a Nazi organization. Wernher von Braun headed it up. And so, you know, this whole thing about the Second World War and how we won and all this stuff, no, we didn't. And this is the thing that once you start traveling, this is what you see every day in your face. You say, oh, my goodness, it's like this? Yeah, it's like this. It's not like what you perceived it to be or what you thought it would be or that kind of thing. And so this is what they've done. They've dominated the thinking processes of the people here with all of this phantasmagoria about what we're going to do and the way they want to do it and how they want to get to Mars and how, I mean, this, you got a Pentagon with a $24 trillion deficit. In other words, they haven't accounted for $24 trillion of public money that they've gotten from the people. And here we are in 2024 and don't even know what has happened to us. Just, you know, sitting and running around just blind, you know. And it's really pathetic that you get this, the talk that I just heard a little while ago of the preacher who really just, I mean, he slammed it, y'all. Even though, you know, I'm not into that theological stuff. But what he was speaking of, so many of our preachers have said that way, have spoken that way, and then we just ignore them, or we go for the ones that the media, Operation Mockingbird, make you think is what's going on. It ain't going on, but they make you think that it's going on. And here's a great example. The New York Times, they just had a big scandal with some female who can't even write, never wrote an article in her life. They're over there making up stories and putting it in the paper as if it's real, and they just got caught recently. You see, so if we don't start looking at these things and operating ourselves for ourselves, like most other cultures that come here, this is what they do. They gather with themselves and they build themselves up. And the brother just laid it out. He said, yeah, you got to do all the things necessary to build your own. You know, and we gave them the seven liberal arts, which allows them to build anything. That's what anything you see is built from the seven liberal arts.
Yeah.
Mathematics, geometry, music, astronomy.
Rhetoric.
Yeah.
Rhetoric.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So that's my thoughts on that. Anyway, you know, I hope I didn't.
Yeah. No, that's what I want. We want, because we got it. Yeah, that's why I get on here. It's a talk program. We got to talk. Now, let's go with that, because let's deal with the Saudi Arabia thing right quick, because you've been sending a lot of information over. I see it all the time. I told you that one, we got to do a program. That one on Noble Drew, we talked about. I just tell people this thing with these words, the Egyptians, how the Egyptian word. It got a lot of fantasy, and they got our people in a way where We don't really know what the word Egyptio means, Egyptos, and all these different words, gypsy. I mean, it's kind of like strange. Gypsy. And then all these gypsies actually migrated to America. They ended up in Chicago, New York, Pennsylvania, South Carolina. I mean, so we see a lot of this this migration thing of what it brings to the country. But let's talk about what they bring to the country. Then the indigenous people already in the country seem to have, that's their hidden history. Because they never tell you the effects of what really happened to the indigenous if, because they could not possibly have taken all the indigenous off this land. It's impossible.
No, there were 500 nations.
Right. You know, how would they do that?
Well, they did it through through just coming. Just coming across. You see, we got to remember two things. First of all, those who came here from Europa, it's called Europa. It ain't called Europe. It's called Europa. In all of the languages, they say Europa. They don't say, except the Brits. They're the only ones talking about Europe, which they've used all around the world to tear up people and mess up stuff. Europe. It's Europa.
Europa.
And it's named after a melanated goddess. What? Who would name a subcontinent after a melanated goddess? Now, wait a minute. Excuse me. I'm sure it ain't no cave dwellers who weren't even around then, because most of Europa, and I've been all the way up to the top of Europa, in the top of Scandinavia, and met with the native Sama people, the reindeer people, and when the sun comes out, because it's only 3-6 months a year, they turn brown, copper tone, just like us. So the first people of Europa were us as well, all the way, just like everywhere else in Asia, so-called, in Al-Kabulan, we call Africa, erroneously. Yeah, it's all of that. And we ignore this to our own peril. We don't. We look at a continent where there are fewer pyramids than over here. We have far more pyramids in the United Fakes, I call it, then over along the Nile there.
Turtle Island. So let me go with that, because you mentioned a key point which coming up on the mile. You said they have no sun for how many months?
6 months.
So 6 months with no sun, everybody. Think about that one. And look how crazy people going over for this eclipse. That'd be an amazing eclipse for them to see the sun come back. After 6 months of not seeing the sun, that's like
astrological. They see the sun, but they don't see the sun in the same strength as we see it in the southern part of the of the earth.
So it's a weaker sun. Now, isn't that like a scripture? The weaker sun over the now let me go with that.
Yeah, because otherwise you couldn't have no.
That's right. What's your thoughts of This eclipse? I know you I see eclipse. I see what you're saying.
Oh, man, listen here. Not just the eclipse. Think about what's really going on, folks. It's not just the eclipse, and even that might not be real, but because now they have done the X marks the spot over Carbondale, Illinois, over Cairo, Illinois, Little Egypt again. How is it that this was named, these things, Memphis, Luxor? You got all these different things over here. Well, yes, because over here is the true old world. This is the first part of the earth that came up out of the water. And the reason we can say that is if we go to the Grand Canyon, you can't go to the Grand Canyon. You can only see one-tenth of the Grand Canyon.
One tenth only,
and you dare not go back past it because the military is there to stop you. Now wait a minute, what's that all about?
That's a fact. That's a fact. You got facts, y'all. Go ahead.
You are not allowed to go near the place. They even warn you long before you get it near there that you don't even tell you how much of the Grand Canyon you see, but it's only one tenth, folks. And so what we have learned from the previous journeys down there, over here, so to speak, from the Smithsonian Institute, which is now trying to deny or say that Mr. Kincaid never existed. He didn't do all that stuff. See, they made all that up. Mm-hmm. That's the Smithsonian talking today about what Mr. Yes, Kincaid yes. did at their mm-hmm. behest, at their money, or our money, and went down the Colorado River and found an entrance up on the wall into a city where everything we see in so-called Kemet or Egypt, we see here. All of that's over here first, then it went over there. And the proof is you have 3,000 languages on the continent of Al-Kabalan. Think about that. 3,000 languages. That means, and that's what they're telling us. There's probably more because they haven't explored the entire continent yet. In fact, they never even explored the full Congo River yet. See, so all of this stuff.
Now, take that, what you just said, Congo. Hold yes. on. I'm going to go back. Now, these are the yep. groups coming here, though. The migrant groups with the most
yep.
Takeover right now. Y'all better look this up. The three groups that are the biggest groups taking over is Venezuela, Angola, and the Congo. Now, Venezuela is on our side. But those other uh-huh. two, Angola and the Congo, they coming in from that side. Now, let me go with that premise because a lot of times y'all come with a lot of information. I'll just make it concise. Y'all have Brother Kwame with the Turtle Island. I put the map up of Atlantis in the spot that all the people, mystics, have all said it was located. Very close.
Yep.
Now, if that, look where it's at in the Bahamas, y'all. Dr. David Himmeltep came on this program. Bless the spirit
yep.
world, his path. He said they had almost where the ships would go was where Bimini is at. You can see where the earth is down. When we went to Cuba, Cuba had went down and found pyramids under Cuba.
Yeah, correct.
So now let's go with this premise. If this piece of land went down, that means that what you just said makes so much sense. Wouldn't that mean that those on the west side of Atlantis would flee into Africa, would bring how many more languages into the continent if this was a migration, an exodus to
Canada? Oh, my goodness. That's why you have this language we have.
Right, and then all who was on the Bimini side, the east side of the Atlantis, would go right into, would it be straight into the Floridas, Georgia, the Carolinas, all of them would fled into those areas, and they would be master shippers and everything. So imagine this phenomenon if not taught about it, if it's not taught in school. These programs like this, we bring it to light. What's your thoughts on the Holly, what you just said? You said, look at the languages in El Kabalon, which is Africa today. We know it. Would that be a
yeah.
Bible story of mm-hmm. how Atlantis fell? And it created all these different cultures that came out of Atlantis. The whole Atlantis is a continent, y'all. It's a big piece of
yep.
Let's just look at it.
Yep.
What's your thoughts on
it?
And we'll go further on.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
And
on
see, this is what we have to wake up to, folks. This Atlantis was here all the way from past the Mississippi all the way east. All the way across the so-called Atlantic Ocean, and see what you then when it imploded. Apparently, I understand what happened. It imploded, and so you get when they discover where it really was, they find out that it's down at the bottom of the Atlantic, over almost way across to where Gibraltar, the Straits and Rock of Gibraltar are. And so
right.
there's a connection to the lands. If you look at this particular this earth, which we have been taught is a circle, is a ball, is spinning at 300,000 miles an hour, or some crazy nonsense. It's all this stuff that we've been stuffed with. It is so that we are returning. It is the returning of Atlantis, folks. That's what we are involved in, and we must get with our own story so that we know and see, like the brother's trying to do each Sunday, is to bring the facts forward so that you have something to lean on and to dig
Pastor.
From and to find out from. You see, this is most imperative that we do this because we are in a real funk over here that this woman called Charlotte Eisenbeit, who was Reagan's Secretary of Education, wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And you all need to get this book and read it so that you see what she saw, what they were doing to us. And she hated it and said, no, hell no, we ain't doing this. And she says, I don't want to spoil it, but the conclusion is that what they're working and doing, based upon the whole spread of the Nazi hierarchy around the world after World War II, oh, wait a minute, who won the war? You know, they spread these people all around the world, and now they're talking about they're saying that the forces that fought in World War II are on opposite sides now. You got different people. You got the Russians together, and the Chinese. You got the Iranians. You got the BRICS. All these things coming together in opposition to this empire that has been built upon the backs of the Brits, you know, by the U.S. And we have to get with this, folks. We have to get the book, The 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. Go get that book and read it and learn something.
J.A. Rogers,
yes. Joel Augustus Rogers. Yes.
Now, hold on.
History, our story. Not his story, our story. Like
now,
the brother said earlier.
I want to go back on that. Those out there, because, you know, this will show that facts matter. My brother, that one of the elders, we call him the elder speak. Brother Kwame just mentioned, and Brother Tariq just mentioned, that we are the FBI, the fourth right. Now, I'm only going to play 2 minutes of this so you can see that we give you the facts. See, you ain't going to hear a lot of this because, especially our program, you might hear it on a lot of white folks, but our programs have a tendency to want to put us in a euphoric feeling all the time. This is the facts. Right here.
Training.
This right here. Yeah, here we go. 2 minutes, y'all. In 2 minutes, I'm going to show you that this program, of our love this brother, always the facts.
Lately, there's been a lot of rhetoric comparing certain politicians to Adolf Hitler. The concern, supposedly, is that a Nazi-style regime may be rising in America. That process, folks, however, began a long time ago. In fact, following World War II, the U.S. government actually recruited Hitler's employees, adopted his protocols, embraced his mindset about law and order, slowly implemented his tactics, and began to lay the foundations for the rise of the Fourth Reich. Sound far-fetched? Well, listen up, folks. It's all documented. As historian Robert Gellately recounts, the Nazi police state was initially so admired for its efficiency and order by the world powers of the day that Herbert Hoover, then head of the FBI, actually sent one of his right-hand men, Edmund Patrick Coffey, to Berlin in January 1938 at the invitation of Germany's secret police, the Gestapo. The FBI was so impressed with the Nazi regime that, according to the New York Times, in the decades after World War II, the FBI, along with other government agencies, aggressively recruited at least 1,000 Nazis, including some of Hitler's highest henchmen. All told, thousands of Nazi collaborators, including the head of a Nazi concentration camp, among others, were given secret visas and brought to America by way of a program called Project Paperclip. Subsequently, they were hired on as spies and informants and then camouflaged to ensure that their true identities and ties to Hitler's Holocaust machine would remain unknown. All the while, believe it or not, thousands of Jewish refugees were refused entry visas to this country, America, on the grounds that it would threaten national security. As if the government's...
Now, I just played 2 minutes. That's what it's all... Now, brother, that's why I love you. See, this is why we bring these people in. Now, you hit it down there. You gave a year. You gave it. Now, think about this. You said 88 years. Stick with 88 years of this type of brainwashing.
80.
And bringing in more of a newer generation of these so-called paperclip individuals. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
But see, the black folks in America act like this don't exist. There's no way.
That's right.
Tabitha. Tabitha.
There you go. Tabitha.
I got some more dry bones. Got some more dry bones.
Man.
Now, brother, we mentioned earlier, Brother D, they've been saying this for years since I've been home. I think that's definitely what I consider an exodus on population, because if a black folk in Chicago now finally waking up now, I want y'all to look at this now. This brother has been saying this for a long time. We had programs about this many years into the COVID. We were talking about when we found out it was going to be sanctuary cities, and he was to say this all the time, man, they were going to pay for this. And I say to myself, man, it's amazing. Brother, you hit it on point. I'm happy to have y'all on this program. I mean, look what's going on. They're about to go berserk in Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. They ain't seen nothing yet. They ain't seen nothing yet, man.
Nothing yet. What's your thoughts, Brother G? You out there, I'm putting you in the queue with us. What's your thoughts on that?
Hey, first of all, you talking about, hey, greetings to everybody. First of all, talking about Illinois, especially the southern part, look at the word Carbondale. Look at
Carbondale.
The root word of Carbondale. Carbon. It's right there in the world, in the word. And Dale means valley. And then
Carbondale.
You got the – right. And then you got the Southern Illinois University is in that area. And their mascot is a Saluki. That's an Egyptian dog. It's right. Saluki, yes. It's right. It's right there in the words. And Carbondale, Southern Illinois, it's about 3 hours, a little bit over 3 hours from where I'm at now in Memphis. And ironically, you brothers was talking about the eclipse a few minutes ago. Now, tell me why the VA hospital in Marion, Illinois, is having a viewing event tomorrow for the eclipse. And here in Memphis, the doctor's offices are closing down because several people have told me, and I had this happened to me also, that they had appointments scheduled for tomorrow. They all been canceled, doctor's appointments.
Yep. I'm canceling mine.
And that's not to say you should be trusting these damn doctors anyway. But to go back to your point, Dry Bones, about the question, what's going on in Chicago with that voting thing, the only thing they're going to have to stop that sanctuary stuff, the people's going to have to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And now the thing is, you're fighting three entities up there. You got the city government. You got the county government, Cook County, Tony Perwinkle. Mm-hmm. She's the Cook County president, the mayor, Brandon Johnson. And then you got the governor, J.B. Pritzker. So regardless of who the mayor is and your county president is up there, you got to stop. You got to knock off that first pin is Governor Pritzker, because regardless of what happened in Chicago, as far as the state is concerned, he's pro-immigration. You have a governor of Illinois. His family lineage is from Ukraine. What does that tell you?
Oh, wow.
Exodus.
Take over.
The movement of the people.
Now, with that being said, now we talked about this earlier. Now, the Democratic National Convention, I believe, is going to be in August. It's going to be in Chicago, and the Republican National Convention is going to be in Milwaukee. So depending what's going to happen with that convention, that's pretty much going to tell it all. But at the end of the day, if the people don't stand up against that mess, it's a wrap.
It's going to be a
now,
the military.
Let's go with that. I think the military will be used in Chicago for sure, because there are black Moorish science individuals who made statements that they were going to disrupt the National Convention. Go look it up on YouTube, y'all. It's out there. I just hope the people recognize that you don't put yourself into a powder keg like my man said from Chicago. Yeah, because it could be a setup. Could be a setup.
Right. Yes, a setup.
Right.
Yeah, oh, and I forgot to mention something real quick. 4 years ago, right before so-called COVID started, this is a story that went on run on the radar with a lot of people. Hundreds of non-citizens were accidentally registered to vote in Illinois due to a technical glitch at the Secretary of State.
Oh, what?
Yep.
That's
yeah, this is 4 years. December, matter of fact, the story came out January 21st, 2020.
Wow.
Now, how come nobody talked about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to tell you why.
Because,
and we about to go ahead, brother. What's your thoughts, brother? You were sweet. Go ahead.
It's already happening. They're allowing them to vote, even if it's only local. But it's going to be national because that's the steps that they take to turn it the way they want it to be. That's why the majority of those coming across the border are men, males of age 18 to 25, 30, like that, coming in here. Yeah. You don't see no families. You know, they talk about families, saying no families. You know, and then they're flying them here, busing them there, moving them in. They're now occupying, taking people's homes, the abandoned homes. They're occupying. They got a whole internet thing on that, you know.
Mm-hmm, the squatting.
And I mean, we're being set up again. We're being set up to be replaced, folks. Come on.
Right.
You don't see that? I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Now, let's go with that, because I've been saying it. Y'all been saying it. Us on the dry bones and saying it. This is where I see the prophecy comes from fulfillment, where we're going to come to the grips where we've been played all across the 10 regions. I don't care about how much money you got, what you drive, what house you're in. Means nothing under chaos. Your house, you could have all. I think the Obama movie told you, leave the world behind. I think they was in the
rich. Leave the world behind.
I don't think having riches is what this premise of this program is going to be about today. But let's just go with the premise that what y'all are saying is that basically that we voted blindly, again, for something that sounded holy, sanctuary. See how the holy word sounds? It's the key holy word, sanctuary.
Yes.
So a Christian mind individual would think they're doing God's will.
Yeah, that's a perception.
Yeah, there you go. Now, I learned that from me looking up what people taught me to look up and words, and I said to myself, wow, what a magical trick this is. Sanctuary city sounds holy. It sounds like we're benevolent. We're godlike. But you black Christians out there listening, you being played by your own Christian preachers.
That's right.
And your own Christian politicians. Because if they were truthful, you will be taken care of immediately so you can do the work. How can you do the work and you struggling? Oh, God, if that's what they're telling you, right? That's what most of these prosperity preachers say. So how is you not getting rich as the preacher? Because the preacher should be emulating to the flock to be like me and y'all.
And remember what happened on April 4th down here in Memphis? They killed a particular prophet and preacher down here in Memphis.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
We just had the anniversary. Martin Luther King.
Oh,
my.
Memphis, that's right. We just missed it.
Here's some more. I'm going to bring some more of y'all in. Remember, I want y'all to be concise so we can get everybody, Brother Tariq, make sure you comment on all this stuff so we can get opinions on this, because I'm trying to get a mindset to go on with thinking about how this is coming over. Let's go while they can pull this off. Puffy. Celebrities. You don't think they knew these celebrities out there, y'all listening? You don't think these celebrities would know? I put up today, Puffy was hanging with Obama. You think Obama didn't hang with? They were hanging with everybody. So they at least know about this secret now. Now, I got to expose this to everybody. If I tell y'all why they're doing child trafficking, just have nothing to do with sex all the time.
Nope.
It has to do with torturing a person to create adrenaline effect for the elite to infuse themselves with called adrenochrome. Now, I put it up there. Puffy supposedly has a book called The Adrenochrome Witch. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm going to play what adrenochrome is. To the masses who don't know this, when they say they want to kill the babies, why they going to have the black woman, the number one woman, will be in the trenches to fight for her birthright, her right to over her body to kill babies. This is what they want you to vote on. They have no agenda other than you kill babies. And so this is what they want. This is why, y'all. Well, facts do matter.
They eat the baby. They
want you. There you go. And I want somebody to say, thank you, Brother Tariq. They want you to eat the babies. And you think we all making this up? Here are the facts.
Another reason the elite drink children's blood is for its known rejuvenating effects. Why do you think some of these old Illuminati Satanists live so long?
It turns out that drinking children's blood is an anti-aging device. This is just really sick and disgusting, but it's a fact. It's a chemical fact. And if you drink adrenalized children's blood, which is to say you terrorize the child, not just with sodomy, but with torture and with other satanic ritual things. If you adrenalize the child's blood before you kill them and drink their blood, this is a doubly effective anti-aging device. You can also harvest children's bone marrow. So children are being killed for their bone marrow as an anti-aging device for the elite. I don't make this stuff up. It's gone on throughout history. This is not new.
A piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away, and they somehow figured out how to extract...
It's foreskin from a Korean baby.
What you want in a pancake is to have the consistency of young human flesh.
It's spongy and has life to it.
You're with a guy with brightly colored undergarments, and you got soft human flesh in front of you.
I eat children.
How old are you?
12.
Only to 10.
That's good.
Children and pineapple.
By Hillary Clinton, do you think are the most satanic?
Which what?
Which actions by Hillary Clinton are you think are the most satanic?
The willingness to kill babies, innocent babies.
What is this shit?
That stuff makes pure mescaline seem like ginger beer, man.
Ginger beer?
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome?
I stomped them. Where'd you get this? What kind of monster client have you hooked up with this time? Satanism freak. I think there's only one source for this stuff. The adrenaline gland from a living human body. I know. The guy didn't have any cash to pay me. They nailed this guy for child molesting. He swore he didn't do it. Why should I fuck with children, he said. They're too small.
Like the Countess who feeds on the blood of children?
You must have a lot of questions. I'm kidnapping children that I keep in the hotel upstairs, and I bring home people to feed on, and then Iris helps me to filter the blood through the children. She loves to hunt. She loves her condition. There's a lot of grappling with addiction with the show.
Now, I could go all day, but I can't because of time restraint, but let me just say, that tape there, they even got Ellen DeGeneres saying she had her drink. And they were saying, what drink? And she wiped her lips. I said, look at this. So I want y'all to know what you think ain't happening is happening. That's why Puffy is in the news, because it's a ritual. He's in the news to keep you from watching what's going on in the real world.
Come on with it.
What's your thought? Go ahead, brother. I'm going to bring some more calls in. I got one here.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, again, if you all you have to do is look at the connections that you see there. They've all been on Epstein's island. These are all Epstein's folks. This is all Israeli super intelligence over the country. This is this, you know, they're all, in fact, Puffy's place out here in L.A. is connected to the Playboy Mansion through tunnels, which they've discovered, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
there's
right.
Tunnels from his place across all the way to the Hefner Mansion. Yeah.
That's
and
how they got Bill Cosby. That's how they got Bill Cosby. Think about it.
There you go.
Bill Cosby was taught by Hugh Hefner to drug women because that's what they were doing. And I forgot what it's called when you have sex with a dead person, necrophilia. It's necrophilia.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Necrophilia.
Sex with the dead. Sex with the dead. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get some more callers out there. On the mics today, I told you Helios is shining through. 9927.
Oh, Resurrection. I'm here.
Yes, yes.
I'm here.
Yes, it is.
Greetings. It's really sad that, you know, that the women, period, have to fight for everything from fight against the transgender, the, especially black women got to fight against the adrenochrome. And this seems like a lot of us are just going backwards, to be honest with you. Everything is going backwards. Nobody wants to stand up and fight against what's really happening to all of us, you know. And they accept it like it's okay. They don't realize that transgender is one that's in power right now because of Obama being the first gay president and Michelle or Michael being the first transgender. So that put them in power. And this is why all these bills are getting signed and these proclamations and stuff through Biden wearing the mask. I'm sorry, fake Biden, because that's not the real Biden. Somebody's wearing the mask.
They've been saying that. I've been seeing that by their own writers.
I
think it's Obama.
If you can't see that, I don't know what's wrong with you, because that's two different. It's actually three different ones, actually.
Four.
And
they use
four
his brother
more,
too.
Yeah.
So they use his brother too. So it's just Obama is the one that's signing the bill. So he's the one that's signing all of this shit, not Biden. But we got to keep Biden here, and what's his name is really the president. The president.
Who's the vice president? Oh, but you're talking about Kamala.
Kamala Harris. He's really the president.
Okay,
but Obama has to be president.
Kamala.
She don't know shit. She's dumb. She's dumb. So she don't know anything. So that's why Obama is running everything. And I believe Michael is, too, because, you know, Michael knows a lot, too. I mean, Michelle Obama, I'm sorry out there for those that...
No, you're correct. You're correct.
You know, that don't want to...
That's the biggest fake out of it all.
That's the biggest fake out of the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that you know, we have Hollywood going on right now, y'all. Y'all just got to see it out there, people. Not us on the phone, because we know, we're telling you... The Hollywood exists. It's all fake. It's not real. It's all Decepticon. Okay?
Decepticon.
Just like NASA, Decepticon.
Yes.
Just like we getting ready to get this solar eclipse, a Decepticon. Because they already told you what they're getting ready to do. They're working with the ESA, the Europa, as my brother said, the Europa Space Agency. That's who they're working with. To create this ellipse. It's called an ellipse, not an eclipse. It's called an ellipse.
Yeah,
so they're going to look up ellipse, and then you'll know what they're talking about. They're actually going to send up two satellites.
Three rockets.
With the balloon. They're going to send them up. They're going to set it up, and they're going to make this fake ellipse, which is going to be a fake eclipse. And then they're going to shoot missiles at the real sun or rockets. They call it rockets, but they're really missiles. They've been shooting missiles at the real sun for a long time. So it has been hidden behind the reflective sky, okay? You have a reflective sky to deflect whatever is coming in. They don't want you to see the reality. They don't want you to see the real heaven anymore.
Heaven
has been cut off by a fake sky. So I just want y'all to know, heaven has been cut off by a fake sky, all right? and you can't see the firmament anymore. You can't see the true heaven anymore. So you got the fake sky. You got the fake sun. You got
Go ahead. Hold on. I want them to know that what she's saying, because the average person listening to you, what the hell is she talking about? She got this information, sent it to all of us, like she always do. And when you look this up, you would not believe that they got Skylink involved with this. They're going to try. They are going. I mean, when you sent it to me, I said, "My God, what else?" I said, "Oh,
that's
this is,
why
I said,
they don't
crazy.
Really want you to look at the sky, because they don't want you to see how ignorant you really are in the world, because you're not actually opening up your third eye and allowing yourself to search and be intelligent to get the intel of what these motherfuckers is doing out here to us. We are literally in a dark city. That's another movie. That's an old movie. Go look at it. We're literally in a Truman Show. Told y'all. What's his name? Told y'all it was at all fake.
Jim Carrey told y'all.
He said, fuck it, I'm going to go play Obama now. Biden Jr. I'm going to go play Biden now since I told y'all the truth. You know, you didn't do nothing about it. You didn't stand up about it. You didn't. The reason why nobody's standing up is scared of the military. The military is so powerful now with all these robots, all these drones.
Well, let's go there.
And I see why.
Hold on. Y'all said something to me. I'm not sure which one it was. It didn't mean nothing to me. Of these nano robots that can go through. You said that, I think. And it goes, these robots, it was a movie type of scenario, but it was real, because the robot drones, if y'all go to any type of amusement show now, they're using drones to create the illusion. Well, these drones that they're creating illusions could be used as military weapons. They don't need they don't need army people no more. They don't need a physical body.
No,
these drones
would
go they would shoot. The drones would shoot you, and they're little. This is like little drones, like one you could fit in your palm of your hand, has the ability to kill you now. Now, let's go there. Let's go there now. I just want y'all to know, y'all on the roll here. Now, sister, you said something. Again, she said NASA is making it known. Go to NASA. What's the thing? NASA eclipse something, a 3D eclipse. They're telling you. She sent it. They're telling you that they're going to fake an eclipse. Now, why would NASA put in their own website?
ESA. ESA, y'all. That is the Europe Space Agency. Is sending up twin satellites. So that they call it Mimic. Yep. They call it Mimic. That's a professional word for it. Mimic the eclipse. So basically, we're going through an ellipse, because they're mimicking the eclipse. Now, why would you mimic an eclipse the same day? Now, they have this super hyper holographic technology. Look it up, y'all. It's there.
Yes, it is.
They're using it every day. I put examples on my Facebook page, because I utilize Facebook. I don't give a fuck about the FBI or the CIA, none of the alphabet crew. Okay?
Woo!
All they're going to do is send their agents and then send their fake fact check and all this crap, but it's real. If you look it up, it's not fake. Now, why would NASA need fact check? Why would ESA, Europe Space Agency, need fact check? Okay?
Right.
No, they don't, because they aren't really telling you what the hell they're going to do.
And
they don't want you to really look at the sky. They want you to put on those glasses, because that's going to deflect whatever they're doing and let you see what you think you're seeing is an eclipse. But you're going to see what they do.
Hold on. I have never seen in my little short span of life the amount of – now, I know what you're saying, because they had a guy get caught yesterday on the news selling NASA-approved sunglasses. NASA don't do approved sunglasses. And so they're making a killing off – they're making $1 billion-plus off the glasses alone for people who buy them. And they were saying
we
special
– out on the money, man.
Yeah. I seen that yesterday. It was on the news. I said, this is crazy. Now, again, all y'all listening for the first time, this might sound strange to you, but I'll just tell you, facts matters. It does not mean that you have to believe these facts because you may not be in the mindset of facts. Facts is a mindset. You only obtain 10% of your brain to see the facts. You cannot see the facts. Oh, well, that's your third eye. If you cannot see the facts, that's not our fault. And now we're going to the next level here. We'll take some more calls. Because y'all always say we first. Now, I'm going to tell people today, if you really knew that all this was actually, like Brother Caddy be saying, if all this was actually the Native American, indigenous people, and they made this whole thing up about Africa, you know who would be the most dangerous group of blacks that you would have to fight off? The Pan-African. That's a fact. See, the Pan-Africanism, they won't tell you that they were started by Jewish people. Yeah.
No.
Go look it up. They won't tell you that part. I'll look it up because y'all, the dry bones, gave me the information, and you know who you are in Miami. I'll look this stuff up.
Yep.
And I said, wait a minute, time out.
End up
like
Negro
Candy,
crazy.
I want Dr. Small. I would like to have I have respect for all of them. But Dr.
That's
Small,
the Nazis, just to let the people know, the Nazi Jews created a lot of things because they are the ones running the world right now. The Ukrainians are Nazis. The Jews over there in Israel are Nazis. And they're here in America. So they're running the entire thing. They're in the industry, the music industry that you love so much. They're in Hollywood, the actors that you love so much. They're running everything, and they don't want you to talk about them because they feel that they are God.
Okay.
You're right. Because check this out. 9/11. Check this out now. 9/11. Before 9/11, there was a group of 45 Israeli art students. They had a whole floor at one of the towers. They were there all that time. They were all members of the IDF and the Mossad. And the proof of this is Dr. Alan Sabrowski, the former chief of studies of the U.S. Army War College. 6 months after it happened, he said, oh, my God, this is the Mossad operation along with the CIA. Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody got the call on 9/11 not to come to work. Most of the Jewish workers there. Now, let's go here. Let's go here.
Look what happened after 9/11, and Tom Brady won all them Super Bowls with the Patriots. And then when he married that model chick, come to find out she was a witch.
She was Nazi.
Yeah.
She was a Nazi, too. Bunching. Now, let's go. Hold on. We got to get more calls. So y'all. Everybody kind of meet yourself except for Brother Tariq for a minute so we can keep this thing flowing. Now, I want y'all to know, black people, listen carefully. I only play stuff that shock you because you ain't hearing it on many of these radio shows. I can tell you that. But, the first black president. Now, this is crazy. I want y'all to look at this. I'm going to play 2 minutes before I get the next call. I got you coming in at 305. I got 305 coming in. It's 9857. You next. So make sure your line is clear and we can hear you. Come on, y'all. Why would you not? You sold your birthright. I told you. You are the Esau-Jacob story. You sold your birthright on counterfeit goods.
Counterfeit paper.
This is African American History is American History. Welcome. I'm your host, Harlan Kearsley. This program's goal is to foster understanding, promote discussion, and expand knowledge through stories of historical events, bios of unsung heroes, as well as timely and relevant news stories which hopefully will paint a vivid picture of the effects of segregation, discrimination, and bigotry on the lives of both blacks and whites. Comparisons will be made between the many racially fractured periods of American history and what's going on right now. He was the first African American to run for president of the United States. Who is it? It's not who you think. Stick around.
Born in Little Rock, Arkansas, on August 4, 1857, George Edwin Taylor was the only son of Nathan Taylor, a slave, and Amanda Hines, who was a free black woman. 2 years after George Taylor's birth, in 1859, Arkansas enacted a Free Negro Expulsion Bill. Now, this bill required all free blacks to leave the state. Failure to comply after 1 year, the remaining free blacks would be enslaved.
George, you hush now. You don't have to worry. You were born free. And I'm gonna see to it you stay that way.
Amanda Hines left Nathan Taylor and took her infant George to Alton, Illinois, which before the Civil War was part of the Underground Railroad on the Mississippi River. It would become a major river port for the Union military once the war began in 1861. Amanda Hines died from tuberculosis in 1862, leaving 5-year-old George an orphan. George Taylor would later claim that he lived in storehouse boxes in the city of Alton all during the Civil War. In 1865, after the war ended, 8-year-old George Taylor boarded a steamboat called the Hawkeye State, which operated between St. Paul, Minnesota, and St. Louis, Missouri. Soon after the steamboat landed at the docks of La Crosse, Wisconsin, George decided to remain there. He took the name George Southall, living with the black cook on the Hawkeye State, Henry Southall, and his family. By 1868, the Southalls moved from La Crosse, but the 11-year-old George decided to remain. However, a La Crosse County Court judge intervened and remanded him to a black family, Nathan Smith and his wife, Sarah. Now, the Smiths provided care for some of the county's orphaned or abandoned Negro children. They lived near West Salem, Wisconsin, and that's a little over 7 miles east of La Crosse. George remained fostered to the Smiths until he reached the age of 20. Then, he took the name of George Edward Taylor. He attended a country school near his home. He enrolled at Wayland University in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. And from 1877 to 1879, the 20-year-old George Edward Taylor studied a classical curriculum that emphasized grammar, language, and rhetoric. However, Taylor...
Hold on, stop. He learned the 7 liberal arts.
Come on. Come on with
trivium, quadrivium. Yep.
And here's the thing. I don't even want to play so much at the time. Did y'all hear how much this cat was born after the Civil War, before the Civil War, ended up after the Civil War, and became, run for the, now, y'all look him up, and y'all who look him up, get on here first, tell me what was the party he ran for as president when he ran. Now, here it is. Y'all always trying to make it sound like ain't no blacks. This man, mama died. He in an orphanage at that time was sex trafficking. I hope y'all look this up, because I looked all that up. The Hawkeye, he went on a steamboat called the Hawkeye. Y'all better look up the terminologies so y'all can understand what's going on. Now, they already was treating our black young people bad back then, but they persevered and became, they wasn't scared like y'all are today. No, they hanging, lynching niggas, burning up houses, and these people running for president. Man, we don't give our people no justice. No justice, dude. That's why we in the
position. Alton, Illinois, southern part of Illinois again. There's another connection.
Salem, where the first eclipse went through all of the cities of Salem. That was in 2017. And he was born in Salem. And then the second one is going through all of Cairo, which they needed with the Ohio River, because where the Ohio River at and the Mississippi meet is where they call Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know your history out there listening. You only know Democratic KKK history.
There you go.
And that's
That is the problem. If you learn the real history, you will see the Republican Party was called the Negro Party. Look it up. Look it up. I challenge everybody. Look up the first Negro Party on you can look it up. It's all on YouTube. It's easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking for
Come
Puffy.
On.
You're looking for Puffy.
You're looking at Puffy.
And they got you worshiping killing your children. That's
children.
What they got you worshiping.
And eat them.
Yeah, 9857. I told you, we about to get hot on the heat. Y'all don't know what's going to happen to your neck. 9857. Go ahead.
Hey, brother, drive on. It's been a
What's
minute,
up,
but
my brother?
Glad to hear.
Yeah, you know you all in the heart, baby. We know, and we hey, keep it going, bro. Good to hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm just gonna tap a little bit into this eclipse that's happening now. That's happening tomorrow and next 2 days. We gotta really pay attention to the signs and the clues. There's two
mm-hmm.
species of cicadas that are gonna be emerging around this time, right? Which is it's an indication. It's a marker indication. Of course, we know the X is centralized over the country around the Illinois area. That's going to be
mm-hmm.
ground zero for the battle for what I would call your indigenous Afro-Black American. That's your ground zero. You're going to have to really support your people in that area heavily going forward, for one. Second, the battle is against a being that has a lifespan that's double of a human's lifespan. That's what you haven't understood. You have to know that to be aware of this particular event, you have to have at least a 200-year lifespan to observe. No human have that except any type of beings or what I would call extraterrestrials that are aware of that, okay? Keep that in mind because you've been kept distracted for a long time, not paying attention to the signs. Now, our ancestors always communicate with us. We know 4.8 is the date, but then again, you just had a 4.8 earthquake that hit New York. Again,
right.
That lining you guys up to the sequences that are happening. Now, when you understand who's formulating this battle, this fight ahead, and you understand all the intricacies they've been involved in from the Alphabet Boys, the treatment of the indigenous, the treatment of blacks, period. So you need to understand that these beings are not benevolent. You know, all malevolent in a sense, but some of them are. But you're going to have to be aware that the battle ahead now is about to go extreme, and these beings, they enjoy an advantage of having a longer lifespan period where they can predict, they can strategize, and then eventually reassert their dominance over
now,
the species of
I
humans.
Like how you said that. Now, hold on. Are they having a lifespan because they eating babies? Because they seem to have this formulation of chemistry. Go ahead.
Well, that's mm-hmm. another clue that let you know they ain't human if they're eating adrenaline from babies.
That's yeah.
right. That's letting
yeah.
you know these are
yeah.
not humans.
Yeah.
These
okay.
They might be humanoids. They might be human-like or humanoids, but they are not
human beings. Right.
Human beings.
Exactly.
So always keep that in mind.
Like a human.
You know, and,
yeah.
and remember, what did the astronaut say when they landed on the moon? He said, this
yeah.
is a great advancement for mankind.
Kind, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't know what he was. Y'all didn't know who he was talking about. He who he was talking
right.
to. He wasn't talking to right. human beings.
Draco.
Right.
There you
right.
go.
He wasn't talking
so
to me. Yeah, he wasn't talking to me.
I think right now you got to rally around your black American native Aboriginal that are fighting in Illinois at the present time. This
yes,
attempt
sir.
To eventually reassert a new subjugation. I think that's the rallying point. That's ground zero, and I'll listen to you guys off of the air, but definitely take that into consideration. You're going against
yep.
a being that only enjoys lifespan, but they do die. They do die, and they
yeah,
do bleed
yeah,
like human
yeah.
beings.
I'm glad you said that like that. Hey, man. Keep in touch. Call me. We're going to do something. Call me, please.
Definitely.
All right, brother. Now, he just said some deep stuff now. Okay. If this is the case, everybody, y'all listening, Brother Tariq, I'm going to hear from you because you're in the area where they even, the California, let's just say they're under the attack of the dragon, because if they can take a group of people who are homeless, remember, sanctuary cities, and when Chairman Chi came, they cleared all San Francisco clean for
yep.
Chairman Chi. And
That's
then after
exactly
Chairman
right.
Chi left, they let all
they
the people
right
back in to tear,
to the city of. Now, what does that look like to you? You in that region? What's the mindset of the people there?
That is crazy.
That is lunacy. That is the lunacy of the governance of Califia, is what it's called, not California, but anyway, named after another melanated female, by the way. So we have to get with our story so that we can eventually catch up with some of the stuff that we're hearing from the sister here earlier and then from the brother just now, because all of this is connected to Atlantis, which we are in the throes of the return of the Atlantis. That's what we're in, folks.
Okay, the Atlanteans.
And we're here.
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, they're here. You say they're here. Okay, go ahead.
They're here because remember, Atlantis didn't just implode and everybody went down with it. There were those who left long before that happened and went elsewhere to find out if they could make it or find out what was going on and are back now. And we have many of these extra outside of the firmament folk that are here internally in the inner earth, because you had Admiral Burr who told us about that, as well as when he thought he was going to go down to Antarctica and show those creatures that he thought he was going to do something with down there. He took the Operation High Jump, got all that money spent, all them soldiers and ships and helicopters and everything, and they went all the way down to Antarctica and got there, and in 20 minutes, them two or three of them discs come flying out of there and just disabled everything, and they had to go back to port.
Right.
So they turned around, and all that was for naught. All
of
that was for naught, folks.
Go on YouTube and look up Admiral Burr.
Yeah, they went down there and made that peace treaty.
Right, okay, hold on. Let me get some more, because y'all saying some more. Let me get some more callers, because they are. Y'all callers.
Go ahead.
Are you on the line now? Brother Tariq is the only one got the live. Give everybody a chance. And Brother Tariq, I want you, because I'm leaving you live open. Because like I say, the elders speak. We will be doing that again. I apologize to all y'all out there, because it's not our fault. Antoinette, as well as Sister Beverly D, who got a wonderful program going on. We pretty much got the same family unit. All of our shows went out. All of them. Now, that's strange. And that means that they know what we're saying. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. So we ain't going to stop until they cut us off. And when they cut us off, we're going to reintroduce ourselves as something else. Because remember, a snake can cut his tail, but it will grow back. We ain't never stopping. Now, let's go. Let me get some more calls. Let me go to 6661. 6661.
Greetings, family. Greetings,
man. Good.
Hey, Jack Bauer, baby, Jack Bauer. But
Jack Bauer, baby, yes, sir.
Hey, always understand that Operation Extermination of the Brutes, which was written by Sven Lindqvist, and it was another brother, he wrote Darkness, something about the darkness. But those books were the blueprint of Euro colonization and how they were to interact and exterminate at the same time. And they did those things by the various things we always talk about, education, religion, the missionaries, and a doctrine, and I could add on to it. It's a continuation, and these Zionists have not stopped, and they will never stop. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the Gatling gun.
Go ahead, brother. Your time.
Exactly.
Your brother.
Exactly. We have to understand this is a continuous thing, and it's a sad point in time, because a lot of queens, how I say, are signing off on the nonsense, not knowing that genderisms and all those things, those are the extermination those are against reproduction and building of the families. But they're signing off on the nonsense, And they're going to get it. It's going to come a day of reckoning. And they're going to pay for their sins. But one of the things that I was researching was that at the time of Brother Jackson's demise, before his demise, he had a stake within Sony. And Sony stands for Standard Oil New York. And a lot of people thought it was a Japanese owned, but
Japanese,
it's actually
right.
Rockefeller,
right.
Standard Oil
Rockefeller.
New York. And he had a piece of that ATV, which was the associated television part. But they didn't. He wanted to buy the whole thing, but they didn't want to give it to him. But then they paid Conrad and persecuted Conrad, and Conrad did time and came out and back in, well, technically back in practice. But they're going to get it. And it's happening at this replacement theory that we're under now. It's at a high level now because down here in the 305 and all across the country, it's changing at high level rates. And see, we as so-called Al-Kevlar or labeled African Americans, we're being replaced at high rates, and it's really, really sad. And they're going to get it, and we're going to become less than, and that's what it's going to be. But I'm just listening, man. I could go on, but
thank you for my input, my brother.
Always appreciate it, man.
You're part of the dry bone. You're part of the dry bone. All y'all.
Yeah.
Now,
all
y'all on the line now. I'm going to bring some more calls in, but again, I don't like to – I want to make sure everybody get heard, but we're going to critique Buzzreek. Anything you want to state on what he said before I take a break? For all y'all get ready because I told y'all. Y'all thought we were.
I
want to
say
y'all.
Something that the brother said that was really the what
Go
he
ahead,
said about the sisters.
Yeah.
Y'all got to understand out here, sisters, white women, whatever, women, period. You are getting ready to be replaced, period. And not
Ooh,
just by transgenders, by the synthetics. The synthetics now have your sperm and eggs, and all they got to do is reproduce. Through the robots now.
Yep.
They don't need us. The robot would teach the children everything. And these will be the perfect specimens that they're going to put out here and show you. And then teach, they're going to acknowledge them with all the knowledge they need, even if it's false. You know it's false, but they're going to put this in these children's mind, okay? And they don't need... They can clone, and they're going to have the robot teach these children. They don't need us.
The replacement. They don't need us. You're right. Absolutely. I agree.
All right, now, I want y'all to know. They don't need us, and whoever at the whoever is the hierarchy of that thought, think about what y'all just said. Now, that's the same thing they said in your Bible. Let us make man in our image. So whatever
even Spielberg AI movie raised the robot was raising a little boy. Perfect example of what she was just saying.
See that? It's already there.
Now all y'all listening for the first time, you know, I have to help y'all out because I don't think y'all listen to this and be saying, these niggas is tripping. Nah. I already know how y'all think. I talked to so many of y'all for so many years. I already know. You say, what the hell they get? And those who listen, y'all that stand on the line, y'all probably say, I ain't never heard adrenochrome. I ain't never heard of them eating babies. But I'm trying to tell you. And you probably thought we was lying, right? All y'all out there listening probably thought we was lying. But y'all remember the song by my main man, the Funkadelic Parliament, called Dr. Funkenstein, the Clones of Funkenstein. Y'all thought he was making that up, too. See, he read a lot of books, and he was around a lot of influential people. I'm going to give you a news article, a live news report from Orlando. And all y'all listening for the first time, y'all try to explain to me why news, I think it was, it say newscast on there. Why would this newscast in Orlando, the land of Disneyland, and I want y'all to know while Disney was taken in by Operation Paperclip, he
That's
brought
correct.
In Nazis as well.
There
Absolutely. And now why would this be on Orlando news?
have kids at home, this next segment is for you. This Friday, the newest batch of Disney Channel stars grown in the Disney Genetic Engineering Lab will be unveiled to the public.
Right. Now, Tracy, most of our viewers are already familiar with a lot of the products that have come out of a Disney
lab.
I know I am. Yes. But how exactly do you create a Hilary Duff or a Miley Cyrus from scratch?
Right.
Well, we're going to find out exactly how it's done right now, because joining us live from the Disney Lab is one of their lead geneticists, Dr. Andrew Rourke. Welcome, Dr. Rourke. This is quite an operation you've got going on out there.
Well, thanks, Jim.
So the stars that we see on TV are actually grown right here?
That's correct. They're grown and developed here. We engineer their brains for advanced singing and dancing capabilities, even posing for photos. By the time they grow to desired size, these child stars are fully ready for the camera or the concert tours or whatever Disney chooses to put them in.
That is simply amazing. Now, how long does it take to actually create a star from scratch?
Well, not very long at all. We use the exact same DNA structure for all of our stars, and then we simply tweak minor details like hair color or skin tone.
Right, yeah, we do have some footage here of some of the well-known creations that have come out of your lab. Let's take a look.
Yes, well, that's model 6831-A, publicly known as Mitchell Musso, standard male base with type 3 skin pigmentation.
Wow.
And that's model 6831-B. We give him slightly thicker eyebrows and type 5 skin.
Well, so it's sort of like putting a puzzle together there.
Exactly, exactly.
Amazing.
Okay, here we've got some of the images of some of the newest models. We're going to be seeing a lot of these kids in the future.
It really looks like you have someone for every kid in America
right.
to love
well,
here.
That's the idea. Tracy, our writers find it very liberating. For example, our new model, Haley, is a singing, dancing, snowboarding, half Japanese, half Indian girl.
Wow.
Now, finding her in reality would be impossible.
Right, but sounds like a surefire hit to me. Oh, now this one's Zac Efron. I've seen him before.
Yes, Zac was actually one of our earliest models.
My daughters love him. I mean, he looks so real.
Actually, I think we could have done a better job with Zac. He could show more human tendencies. If you look closely, you'll notice there's a certain deadness around the eyes.
I do see that,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's hard for me to watch because all I see is all my mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, he seems flawless to me.
Well, he's holding up, but there was a bug in that first batch, and as a result, Zac's skin will soon begin to dissolve.
No, poor Zac Efron.
All right, well, it's simply amazing. Dr. Rourke, thank you so much for coming in and spending some of your morning with us. I can't wait to see some of these
Absolutely.
New creations popping out of the lab.
If you think we're making this up, go look up that doctor. Go look up
yep.
that doctor.
Oh, I'm with
and
it,
go
brother.
Tell me this was on Orlando Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando Channel 4 was
tell
what this on. All right, we'll be right back. 2 minutes, y'all. 2 minutes. And then, George, I gotta play this for you.
Ooh.
The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Dr. Funkenstein, they call me the big pill. I want everybody here tonight to put your hands together and give up the funk, cause it's about that time. Is everybody ready? Are you ready out there? Let me hear you sing it for me one time, y'all, before it gets hot. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds.
With the
my hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone. Leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bones. A Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips. Are you ready out there? Hey, hold on, do it again. Give me all my ego. Give me that one again. Everybody.
Ain't that amazing? He said, take my body and give it a mind. To pump with the rest. Boy, he read some of them books, y'all. I looked it up. Yeah. They had the music world entrenched in the occult, y'all, which was
mass hysteria.
Yes.
Mass hysteria.
9161, we got you coming into the Helios. 9161. 9161. One, you in with us? 9161. Okay. Let me go to 7249. 7249.
Greetings, 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 my lovely family. Man. How's everybody doing?
Much love. Eddie. Much love. Yes, yes.
Yes,
ahead,
family. I'm hey. Loving this. Y'all got me going so many ways, but I'm going to lay low on the numbers because y'all on the numbers, but I'm going to lay low on it. I'm going to touch on two facts. Well, not facts, but common sense. And y'all will be able to bring it home, I know. Number one, we know that all these stories leading up to tomorrow are either gloom and doom or positive frequencies that they've been talking about. Now, when we look at this eclipse, as we know, it's starting in Mexico, across America to Canada. What a lot of us haven't recognized is right there, that same path is the path that the Underground Railroad took.
Railroad took.
To get
exactly,
up into Canada.
Right there.
See? And to bring the positive home, we remember the locust in the ancient biblical times being a plague. Right there in the same part, southern Illinois, as we've been talking about, Little Egypt, a.k.a. Carbondale, and that cross that they're talking about is where the cicadas, a month after this, will be coming up. And the cicadas are not representative of that of a plague. It's freedom and liberation coming out of that hibernation state of 13, there's 13 to 17 year broods that are coming up. And they're making a sound of liberation. We're going through a liberation. Point being, as we've been talking, and the sister elegantly put, talking about this eclipse, do you know how much energy, we ain't just talking about the money, but the energy of the people who will be out spectating, not just in America, but over the world.
They're going to be sucking up their energy.
The energy that they're, thank you. I've been telling the family for years now on Blog Talk that we are the solar eclipse is no more than this event that's happening. We are a part of the event. Why are we watching something that we are a part of? That's why we don't know if it's real or fake. Because, again, we getting out there, and we know when they're pushing something so hard for everybody to do, everybody to look at, it's for another alternative reason. And again, it's taking our energy because we're not opening our third eye and meditating with this celestial event. We are part of it. We don't need to go out and spectate. We are the participants when we meditate.
There you go.
See?
Come on.
And then, Brother Kareem, when you started talking about Atlantis, let's go metaphysically with Atlantis.
Yes.
As above, so below.
As
the Atlantis
above, so below.
In us is our atlas.
Mm.
What does the atlas, what's the purpose of the atlas? To raise and hold up the brain. Our brain is now vibrating on a level that they don't want to see, because once our brain ignites, Atlantis will rise again.
Will rise again. Oh, brother, tell it.
It's waiting on us. See, because that X that marks the spot in Cairo, Illinois, look at that and picture that map as your brain. And look at what part of the brain that is hitting. And I think it's called your pineal gland, family, where your melanin resides. It's going to be illuminated
but it's going to stay asleep because, see, an eclipse is no more than shadows, and they're keeping us in the shadows. So we got to wake up and understand our power and take it. We don't have to go and spectate all this nonsense. We are it. When we say we are what we've been waiting for, why are we looking at what they're telling us to do, taking our energy away?
Come on, brother.
Man, brother Eddie, Wednesday nights. Wednesday nights, sister. It could be any other night because I don't know how they do it. I just let everybody roll. Brother Eddie, Wednesday night, this the number, man, y'all. Y'all want the numbers? This the man right here. I'll tell you straight up. Yeah. Now, let's go with that, Brother Eddie, what you just said. So you saying, which I'm only in agreement with, but I just got to reiterate, that they got us using our energy on this because they need it. So they need it because I can tell you right now, those of you in Buffalo know a hotel that's going for $94 is going for $900, and it's sold out.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Over a million people is coming to Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse. They're about to stick with the name. Look it up.
Just like in Sweden. I watched this happen in my journey to Sweden, and me waking up and learning that the Moors were the ones who ran all of Europa, all the way up to Scandinavia.
Yeah,
and through Napoleon's ranks, you had Jean Baptiste Bernadotte, who became one of Sweden's favorite kings, a brother who was Napoleon's foremost rival. And he and the sister from Louisiana, Desiree, they went and replaced the king and queen of Sweden, who were, because of incest, they had Down syndrome and could not reign. And so they were sent up there to replace them, and I don't think Desiree stayed because it's too cold up there. And I think she went back to Louisiana, but he became one of the favorite kings of Sweden, and that's a Moorish family that is now the reigning aristocracy of Sweden.
Now Sweden is Swaziland. Now Sweden got the name Swaziland too. Now I just want y'all to know. The Pope's gods come from Switzerland, the grand gods of the Pope. All this Switzerland stuff is really interesting. It's a double cross. My man Jack Bauer always double cross.
Yep.
Chevron, your gas station, Chevron, is owned by Prince Beatrice of the Netherlands. So I want you to see that even though we try to make it seem like ancient stuff doesn't exist, all of them are worshiping ancient principles. That's a fact. Let me get some more callers. I'm going straight to El Cabalon right now. El Cabalon, you there in the mist?
Yo. What's going on, John
Bones? What's up?
Abyssinia.
There we go. Go ahead.
You're set,
hey, brother Cat.
Brother Tariq. We're going to connect offline. You putting out too much information, and the information you putting out, I'm just vibing with you. Let me just do it like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all on point by everything. You know nothing they were saying about this eclipse. Because I never paid attention to it until now, because I saw that the town, Nineveh. I said, that's a strange name. And then I think I showed up, like, oh, that's nine. Oh, it's nine, the number nine.
Oh,
And it had, like, several places. I'm like, okay, well, hey, you know, nine, my number I always use. So, okay, let me just tune into that part. But the rest of it, they putting too much on it. I'm like, man, come on. Something ain't right. So I feel like it's a kind of a distraction. But at the same time, I see you know, people looking at the situation, like Oscar Micheaux, he's also from Illinois. You know, and I grew up in Illinois. Oscar Micheaux, the one that started the, he really started
Hollywood.
The film industry. Yes, he
what?
Started all
what
that.
What he started? What he started?
And
he
had,
on set, on set.
Hold on, I can't hear, hold on. What did he start, Brother Caddy? Most people didn't hear you. What did you say again?
He started the film industry, period.
Okay,
he had
okay.
his own studios and everything. Because mm-hmm. no one could explain where he got his cameras from and how, you know, how he had to know how to put it all together. But he was the one that was doing all of this. And and what I learned is that the devil, when the devil took over making deals, the reason why movies cost so much because you have to pay for the lie. The lie don't
mm-hmm.
come cheap. Because you tell me it's $100 million movie, and you ain't, and nothing you do on the set, the actors, nobody justified to that amount of money is because it costs that much to lie. And I still wanted to say, like, the word, we keep saying niggas. I was like, dog, but Simon was called a nigga in the Bible in Acts. So the white people couldn't have came up with that name for us.
No, they couldn't.
Slaves, Slavic, Abraham didn't want them free. And I said to myself, I bet if we sat down and watched a slave movie, in all our minds, we reversed it. The white people were the slaves, and we the slave masters. If we reverse that in our mind, we'll see the whole story and everything is starting to make sense because we put everything together. So, you know, it's like I keep trying to figure out, like, how they keep telling us we are slaves, but they don't have no creation under their belt, not even in Europe. I mean, now I found out the World War II, they was bombing a lot of ancient buildings and stuff all through Europe. It's like, oh.
Yep.
They using war as a white, so and then plus you were saying that you've been all through Europe, so I just felt like okay,
Europa.
So everything's making sense.
What's your thought about that? Because of course you know a lot of information as well. That Atlanta story, them talking about you know the Capitol and all this stuff, and I know they're using January 6th, this so-called Democratic Party. They try to make people think you had an insurrection. You did not have an insurrection, people. You did not have an insurrection at all. And one person got killed, and she was a woman. The only person killed
and
on
a veteran.
January 6th was a veteran Army woman. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Now, how does that make sense to y'all? And think about the blacks that are going along with this lie. Nobody prosecuted. Now, how could you keep believing this? If nobody's prosecuted, and yet that's all they're coming up with January 6th. Now, I'm bringing it up because, again, these are the type of property, like Brother Caddy just said, if they could propagate a lie throughout history, why can't they propagate a lie right now in modern time? I mean, this is the big...
Right in front of us. We had 8 years of a gay male and a transgender female or male and running in the White House. I mean, as if it was real. My husband and wife. Not everybody bought it, but the truth came out many times and has come out many times. Joan Rivers died because she uttered it in public.
Right.
And not even a week later did she get disappeared. Or, what? No, they call it unalived. Unalived, they call it nowadays. You see, so they're using technology and word spells and the nonsense that they feed us constantly because that way they know the whole mass media, how it works along with advertisement. And the way that they can literally create news and make you think it's news every single day, and you won't even know which one is and which one isn't. And that's Operation Mockingbird that came here 1944 and took over the whole media operation and put these creatures in charge of brain scrubbing the people. And then by 1950, they had brought MK Ultra, which they used in Germany to convince the people to fight.
Did you say brain scrubbing? Because, see, I tell you all the time. Now, Men in Black, Will Smith, wasn't that the machine with him and Tommy Lee Jones? They would scrub your brain with that light, with a light, ultra light. Right. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Those of you got allergies, I got to give this announcement. I got, for those of you in South Florida, my man, Robert Esquire, will be joining us in next week because they're going to have a home fair for housing that most of you in Dade County need to go to. We'll be announcing it. If you don't go to this and learn that they use it, how can somebody get a mortgage rate better than you? It should be the question. But yes, Rob Esquire will be joining us. He's no stranger to the Dry Bones to give us the newest update on what they're going to be having for us in Dade County. So I'll be bringing that in. And one more. I got to do one more. Brother Ray, also, I'm trying to get you in. I've been trying to get you in from last week. I know you have stuff going on. Please give us a call. And, of course, Ms. Kim Weston, much love to you, my sister. That's a Detroit icon. Much love to you, another elder. I don't know if you're on the line now. Are we trying to get you in? But I just want to put this out there to all y'all. Let's just say, wouldn't this be an opportune time to take the money out? See, the eclipse. The eclipse got a lot of meanings, y'all. Y'all gave so many good ones, but here's one I'm going to add to the fire. See, when you're about to bring in a new currency,
mm-hmm.
when you're about to do things that has to have electronically destable, and the sister said earlier they're going to shoot rockets. That's what they said. They're going to shoot. Why would you want to shoot rockets into the moon?
Three.
I mean, the sun? Yeah. So I'm going to play this 2 minutes. All y'all prepare.
Ooh-wee.
Before this year is over.
All in the Masonic order, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Hey, before this year is over with, you would not go into 2025.
The Chinese last month unveiled the world's first digital currency from a major power, currency that would not be printed but would exist only in cyberspace on your phone, for example. Is the Fed working on a digital dollar?
We are actually evaluating that. Most major countries are now looking at the possibility of having a digital currency and really asking the question, in our very modern advanced economy with a fast, efficient, full-blown payment system, would adding a digital currency, a form of digital currency, would it actually benefit the public that we serve? That's the question that we're asking. We're working very hard on that. We're also doing quite a lot of technological experiment. I mean, technology has made this a possible thing, and so we feel it's our obligation to understand it. How would it work? What would the features of it be? There are many subtle and difficult policy choices and design choices that you'd have to make. We're doing all that work. We have not made a decision to do this because, again, the question is, will this benefit the people that we serve? And we need to answer that question well, and we need to involve the...
That's Jerome Powell. Now, the Fairman, the Fed, Janet Yellen was just in China, everybody. I hope y'all know. While y'all watching Puffy and watching all the bullshit and NWA, NACA, you know, basketball and all the stuff, if your mind can't come out of entertainment into the reality world, guess what? Janet Yellen just left China. You just heard China already got the currency already cryptolized. What you think Janet Yellen over there doing, y'all? She just left. She just left China yesterday. She's in China. No talk to y'all because, again, no one really looks at the real news.
Drop on.
Go ahead.
It's interesting. You played that because now something else happened here in Tennessee not even 2 weeks ago. I didn't get a chance to really talk about in depth. The state legislature just passed a bill stopping companies against lowering people's credit score, the Social Credit Score Act. Nobody talked about that. And ironically, you just played that clip. Something's about to happen, with, like you said, with this money and currency. And true story, I'm going to add some more context to what I'm saying. This just happened to me a week and a half ago. Sam's Club, I had a Sam's Club. I still got I have a Sam's Club credit card. Had like $3,500 credit limit on there. And they lowered, I dropped my credit limit down to 800 because they said I have some student loans. But the thing is, they're in a frozen status now, so I can get my disability upgraded from the VA. So what I have to end up doing, having a doctor fill out my paperwork so I can get it waived. But basically what they were saying was they dropped it because of my student loans. And Sam's Club, the credit card actually is not Sam's Club. It's owned by a company called Synchronicity.
Synchronicity owns everything from guitars. I get a lot of equipment from music, Guitar Center, furniture, you name it, it's Synchronicity. Synchronicity is the number one credit card.
Amazon, Verizon, all that.
Now, Barclay Bank is over anything who travel. If you travel, Priceline is Barclay. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm glad y'all brought this up. This is pirate shit now. These are pirates. The man, Jerome Powell, said China was first. Now, they tried to tell you, they tried to tell y'all in the Pirates of the Caribbean that the Chinese was in the pirate gang. I don't know. Now, y'all should have been thinking then, how the fuck the Chinese got way over here?
Mm-hmm.
On the eastern seaboard, and they are on the far east. They far east,
right?
And they are on our eastern seaboard of the Caribbean. And if y'all don't think the Chinese control the Caribbean islands, you got to be a fool. But I can tell you straight up, you are a fool. The Chinese control Jamaica. They control probably Cuba. They probably control all of the DR, all of
Bahamas.
Because you got them thinking, see, that's how they work. It's called stealth, rulership by stealth. You don't want to be saying, see, I'm like this. I don't want to be on Facebook like many of y'all. I'm like, I don't have to be on Facebook. Some of you would kill yourself daily if you could not be on Facebook. So I know the mindset. Yeah, because, see, rulership by stealth is the key rulership. You don't see the hidden hand. The hidden hand ain't on Facebook. Zuckerberg is not Facebook.
Warp Speed.
Right. You ain't going to see the rulers. The rulers are unseen. Facebook, all you see is those who are higher hands of the unseen. Now, let's go with who the unseen is. Y'all ready for the unseen? Let me take some more calls. See, the unseen is what y'all scared of. And we're going to put it to you.
The scene that we still don't want to see is that the military, the Pentagon mad, those creatures have, they're running the show. They are 25, 27, how many trillion in the red. How does that happen that you don't ever pass an audit?
Because they got
you all can just continue.
Audit.
No, you
no
don't. You can just do whatever,
no.
whenever.
I realize that. You realize that. But let's go with the premise. Now, how come we didn't realize that in the 60s, 70s, 80s? Here's my opinion. And I'm going to hit all y'all. Yeah, because if y'all think there was no secret courts, you stupid. That's why they say they dumbed you down. They dumbed you down. There's secret courts. There's secret police in America. And the biggest thing is you got people who got secret budgets, meaning that you don't. Now, I'm going to tell you how they told you a secret budget, but you ain't paying attention to it because they told it to black. They told it to blackface. Remember Obama said that he bailed out the banks? Y'all forgot. That's why I know y'all really don't know politics. Obama bailed out the banks.
Bailed out the banks. How's that?
And the banks came on to the congressional college and said, they said, what did you do with the money? They said, ain't none of your business.
No.
Ain't that what they told y'all?
Ooh.
Did y'all say what they told y'all?
Come on.
Okay. Now y'all was okay with that because y'all was under the spell of blackface.
There you go.
Spell. See, as long as they put your demise in blackface, they tell you who's doing it. Like, see, you got to see a blackface tell you you're going down. Because the whiteface ain't going to do nothing. The whiteface is going to make you more mad. But the blackface calms you down. Oh, you right? Okay. Yeah. Oh,
go,
okay. Obama
you
said
go along to get along. You go along to get along. And that's
a
tragedy.
You're right. A tragedy. Because you're going to let a dude tell you, who already a millionaire, who came out of nowhere, who got a white mama. Now, you
yep.
already confused. Because
come
you,
on.
You mad at every... Now, Dr. Umar...
Who worked for the
CIA. And
then
all y'all who listen to...
And
is yeah,
the son of Malcolm X.
Thank you.
Yeah, worked for the CIA. It was the bag man for the Mujahideen.
No, but homeboy said something that Phil Valentine came on our program years ago and said that the DNA was him and Malcolm X. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
It was Charles Marshall. It was Frank Marshall. I mean,
Frank Marshall Davis. That's right.
Yes.
Who was a communist who had his mother taking pictures nude. His mama was a player. I've rocked seen all the pictures. She got nude pictures. She was into tricking. And Obama's mama was into tricking. Now, his grandparents is the one we don't want to look up. See, the grandparents.
Right.
Go look up his grandparents.
That's the one.
His grandparents are CIA. Both his grandparents are CIA. That's a fact.
Obama looks just like Bin Laden. Looks just like Bin Laden.
Because
yeah.
I think
person.
It's called. Yeah. Now, hold on. Let's go there. Because see, y'all be bringing up stuff that the people listen to you and say, these niggas crazy. No. Obama's name is in Arabic. Look up Obama's name in Arabic, everybody.
His name is Barry Sotero. Sotero. Sotero was the right hand man to Bush and them in the oil business, and was one of those who was behind the killing of a million Indonesians calling themselves communists.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
they had a mass killing of them over there. Yes, and
now,
so you know we have to have a perspective on things because, you know, the game is big time, y'all. It's not baseball, football, basketball. I'm telling you that. It's not that kind of game. You know,
no, ain't that kind of game. Well, let's go with that game. Let's play the game. Let's mean you play the game with them. Now, we already know that you said Sotero. Now, right then and there, if he was born in another country, he can't be the president because, again, he was not born. He was born in Indonesia. Now, what they did was they got the Nigerian guy. See how they played the same game, the same group? Nigeria.
No, the Kenyan.
Kenya. I want to bring Nigeria.
These were recruits. Hey. These were CIA recruits, you know. Students. Yes.
That's right. Let's go with that. Everybody got that down, but see, we trying to figure out how to pass all the civil rights people. See, our people... You not the issue. Our people was voting in emotional state. They never seen a black person. But I just proved that blacks was running for president in the early when they would be should have been lynched. They running for president. No explanation. See, we can't get no explanation with Dr. Smalls. I'm calling out all of them. Dr. Smalls, where you at? Why can't you tell where? Now I'm gonna play something for you right now because I got time. See, you now I want y'all to explain to me how this could be. The first black millionaire in America. And how could this happen if slavery was enslaving all the blacks? That's impossible.
Right. Come on, tell me.
Welcome to the Millionaire Power Move series. You know exactly what we do in this series. We analyze the power moves of millionaires all across the country and take something away that you can use in your life on your journey to creating generational wealth. So in this particular episode, we're going to highlight the power moves of Jeremiah Hamilton. Now, there was a subscriber that commented in our first episode that recommended us to interview him, and I want to give you an acknowledgement. Oliver Perry, thank you, because on further inspection, I can definitely see the value that Jeremiah Hamilton can bring to our viewers. So buckle up. This is going to be an awesome episode. Thank you, Oliver, and thank you for tuning in to the Millionaire Power Moves. Jeremiah Hamilton is Wall Street's first black millionaire. Even before Madam C.J. Walker, Jeremiah Hamilton operated in an era where Wall Street was all white. At the time of his death in 1875, Hamilton was the richest non-white man in America, and his net worth was estimated to be $2 million, which is roughly about $250 million in today's monetary terms. What makes Hamilton such a historic figure is the fact that he was able to amass his wealth from predominantly white businesses during a racially charged period in American history. He may have been very successful, but he was hated by both blacks and whites of that era. At the time, he was known by a derogatory name, Nigger Hamilton, and the Prince of Darkness. Despite the negative moniker, brokers and merchants rushed to do business with him. When he was 21 years old, he had a counterfeit coin operation going from Port-au-Prince to New York City. When he was busted by the Haitian authorities, Hamilton went into hiding, as both white publications and black publications cursed him for undermining the existence of the world's first and only black republic. Even though there were white merchants behind his operation, Hamilton never snitched and gave up his conspirators. In the mid-1830s, Hamilton bought insurance policies on ships that he purposely destroyed, then used that money to purchase 47 lots of land in Astoria, Queens, and Poughkeepsie, New York. He put more than $10 million of today's money in real estate, but at the panic of 1837, he got into serious, serious financial trouble. There was new financial legislation in the bankruptcy law that allowed Hamilton to escape his creditors and come out ahead. By 1860, Hamilton was pooling funds, which in modern-day terms, this would be considered a hedge fund. It worked like this. Investors deposited money to invest on their behalf. The pool's money would allow Hamilton to borrow more money so that a larger sum would be able to invest it in the stock market. Hamilton made the decision what stocks to buy and what stocks to sell. Hamilton was risking other people's savings to speculate pretty much on everything, and that's exactly what hedge funds do today. Hamilton was so successful, he amassed a gigantic fortune. He owned a massive portfolio of stocks and real estate, and became Wall Street's first black millionaire. To really understand the man...
I'm going to stop right there. Now, how the hell somebody from Port-au-Prince, y'all know that's Haiti, right? I hope y'all know that. Come to New York.
Haiti.
I don't know. And become the biggest... And use a Ponzi scheme.
Right.
He said he had white collaborators, which was the French. Now, I'm trying to figure this out, y'all. Now, see, this is why I tell y'all, yo, come on here playing, because facts don't play. We ain't got these facts put. Go to another show to play.
That's right.
Facts don't play.
That's right.
I want y'all to explain to me, on here, this before the Civil War. This before the Civil War.
War, exactly. Come on.
1835, and he the richest black in America.
Yep.
Come on, y'all. Y'all got to stop lying. Where's Dr. Smalls at? Where's all these New York Africanists? Come on the program, y'all. I love y'all.
They can't explain this to us. They can't do it, man, because
I've been to Poughkeepsie. I ain't never heard this story.
Come on, y'all.
See, this is why I tell y'all.
My
brother stop
hearing it, too.
Yeah, see, I don't play. This is why it's called a biblical heroes. We don't play with you. Mm-hmm. We ain't got time.
Is Hamilton the one that started the Boule, like beginning of the Boule, or was he part of it?
He's part of it because, again, Boule is a French word. What other people could bring it in? It's a French word. Okay, now. Now that we got this out the way, y'all, I want y'all to explain to me now. All you intellectuals on this line here, we got y'all. How the hell can we, and now I found more. After I looked him up, I found they was in South Carolina. Now y'all gonna have to see, this is what y'all got to explain to me. Now, are y'all with the slaveholders? Because this is what you gotta be with. Because the first Ponzi scheme was not by Bernie Madoff. It was about this cat you just heard. from Port-au-Prince. That's a fact. Somebody call me online. I've been opening lines.
Slavery was universal.
Prove me I'm lying. Come on, y'all. Prove it. Prove I'm lying. Come on.
If you just want someone to call you a liar, we know you're not lying.
Liar. I have fun.
Yeah,
I love it.
And that's what's so great about this.
Hold on.
Yeah,
we got some. Go ahead. Go, Brother Tree. Go ahead. I got some calls. They lighten up now.
Yeah, because.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what's so great about us. If you would just go back and grasp our story, it is so magnificent in so many ways that you will lift up yourself every single day. You will see
every
the things
day.
That I see and I say, because this is how it is done. This is how we've done it. I mean, how do you think that some foreigners, some pale skin, and actually the first ones that came here were not pale skin, they were tawny and swarthy first, by the way. Yeah, and you got to understand that Europa was tawny and swarthy people, the first people there naturally. And this is what we get caught up in this crayon talk, you know, this crayon thing about
like
black
that.
And white.
That's-
And
I
we
like
transpose
it
into,
like it.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. Now, come on now, and it gets you in a mindset, because you're calling yourself dead. You're telling your subconscious that you're dead, because the word Black actually means bleached out and pale, but they got it to the reverse in us. You see what I'm saying? And so they got us saying things that are not the real thing. The words are not the real words. The words are the opposite, like nice. Where does the word nice come from? It comes from nice, which means a dumb, stupid, and ignorant, sloven and worthless kind of thing. You know, that's a futile term.
I learned that a long time. Being nice is a bad term. Like, I'm nice. Nah, don't call me nice. Now, let's go with this. Let's go. I got some more callers, y'all. The lines are lighting up. Again, let me see what the time frame is. Yeah. So I'll make sure y'all get. Okay, y'all got to 1 o'clock before they cut us off. Okay, let me get some calls. I'm going to give everybody 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Starting with you, 7472. 2 minutes. You get everybody in here. 2 minutes. 7472. 7472. If you don't respond, I'll have to mute you. Okay, I'm going to 4853. 4853, you next. And then I'm going to 1877. 1-877.
Man, I was on hold since last week, Dry Bones. I was trying to get in last week. What's wrong with you?
I like that.
Anyway, salutations to the family.
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Man,
it's like
man, I finally get
up,
it. It's just so much to say, Bones. So much to say. Okay, what was you going to say?
But go ahead. Go ahead. No, it's just so many people lighting up. Go ahead. Go. Good on you.
I just want to say everybody should get the lyrics. Look up the lyrics to that song, Dr. Funkenstein, and look at how many times he speaks on the cells, he speaks on the parts of the cells, and he speaks on the ego, which is the flesh.
Mm.
That song is deeper than you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about hit me again. If you like hit me again, you know what I'm saying? Like the first one wasn't good enough, just like going back to what everybody's talking about. You're talking about what the timeline of the New Deal, and then you're talking about so-called Reconstruction, even though they called it World War, you know, just like you're saying, Hitler going around decimating places. Homeboy went to Kemet, where masonry started and founded, besides the Wuhan side of Kemet, you know, the science thereof, and then he went where? Right to the Ice Wall, you know, and then it's just so many things, but I just want to ask Tariq, the science, the spiritual side, just like what he was talking about, the meditation and going inside yourself, Eddie, that is.
Right.
The importance of meditation and things like that. Because everything emanates from a thought, but if you listen and reprogram your mind, you know, you're thinking of life.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah,
your pineal gland is calcified because of all this poison we ingest, and therefore it's hard to get people's third eye open. And so we have to work on that. We have to get our young people away from a lot of this poisoning that they're doing to us from birth, damn near, and taking out generations of us, Leslie, because they're using our own physiology against us. And so if we understand and we understand, then that's where it really starts. You have to understand, and that means you have to know what's in you. You have 32 feet of intestine packed in your gut. They don't call it the second brain for nothing. And when it when it's messed up, then the brain up top is delusional. That's the facts, folks. You can look that up anytime. You know, and this is how they've colonized our people and colonized our people around the world. Disturbing their food intake and their colon then just goes wacko. And look at the garbage that our young people are eating every day. So what do we think is going to happen to us in 5, 10, 15 years? Robots are already here. The brother I was listening to some comedian talking about the female robots the Japanese have developed. You women better get your game together because they're coming for you. You see?
Yeah, I've seen the robots. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing.
Right. One more thing.
Go ahead, brother. Make it quick. I got 1-877 next. Go ahead.
That audio you played in reference to some digital coin out of China.
Mm-hmm.
China is a part of BRICS.
Yeah.
Yep.
China is a part of BRICS. And where did they test the testdemic? Where did they say the testdemic came from?
Wuhan.
I call it testdemic COVID. Right. A smart city, right? How many?
Right.
Just Google in the last 20 years, how many smart cities did they create in America? And why did they create it here and test it there? China's always been the washpot.
Wow.
Right.
Get it, bro.
And think about it. I'm going to just be honest with y'all, and it's kind of simple. Every product you get from Walmart, y'all said y'all go to whatever you buy, just look at the back of your shirt. It says
it's coming from
China. Okay, let me go to 1-877. Right there should be a wake up call to all Black America. You ain't producing shit. 1-877. 1-877.
Greetings, everyone.
No.
All right, we got you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Hey, go ahead. I just want to say the elders, the brother, is dropping some jewels, dropping some knowledge. Truly appreciate it, you know, because of the fact there's nothing like having your elders give you some information. Yes, my girlfriend here, she's listening. She's like, yes, knowledge is power. It's so powerful. That's right.
I knew.
That's right. Yes, sir. You know, now that we
thank you so much, sister. You give it yourself every week. You really.
Oh, well, that's a compliment and put a big smile on my face. So thank you so much. But you know, my thing is, I'm just trying to figure out like how are we going to you know, people on this phone line, we are woken. How are we going to escape the process that's going on? That's been planning to destroy mankind for I'm thinking at least 100 years, you know, because they're getting closer and closer. Because when they knock down the United States of America, that you know, this right here, well, it seems like it would put everything in place for depopulation. You know, AI, robots taking over, because at some point in time, we used to live 1,000 years. We're only living close to 100 right now. And now, you know, with all their powers they're putting in place to, like you said, attack the colon, attack our DNA, you know, the spraying of the air and the water, and now they're attacking our jobs with these robots, you know. What are we going to do? is what I'm trying to figure out, because all this knowledge, how are we gonna?
I'm gonna use the Bible for everybody. See, people don't react to it as calamity. The word calamity is in your Bible. That means you only gonna react when your five senses, and like Brother Eddie be saying, you got five on it. When your five senses, which is food, shelter, clothing, travel, all that's impaired, then you wake up. When you can't go to, the man just said, when Chuck tell you, oh, I forgot, your credit score went down, and you can't get your money out. Yeah, when Chase tell you credit, you don't realize you already on a universal income, a universal credit score system, because you can't get shit in America without a good credit score.
That's
right. Beloved. See, I already knew this. See, if your credit score is below a 7, you better stop thinking about getting high, because under the universal credit score,
shit, I've been thinking about it.
Yeah. You will be denied. If you don't got a 650, you are finished in America.
Yep.
Hey, Dry Bones. Hey, Dry Bones. Am I my birth certificate? That's all I want to say.
Yeah. I wish we was our birth certificate, because, man, I just tell people, y'all think it's a hoax, but your birth certificate, I would never think this would be so real. Your birth certificate is a goddamn collateral bond.
It's a security.
It's a collateral bond.
It's a security.
Now, here's the thing. Why is this not taught? If your birth certificate, which came out your mama, and she is the actual ownership of the birth, because she's the one that says who the daddy is. And she said, hey, the daddy, guess what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just telling y'all right now, the government has played a tremendous trick on, and the same trick they played on you, they played on the spiritual Jesus. See,
mm-hmm.
The spiritual Jesus was only by his mother. He didn't have a daddy.
That's
his mother was the bond servant. His mother was the bond. Mary was the bond servant. That's why, I'm going to have to tell you on this. See, that's why this is going to be outrageous for y'all to understand. Some of y'all, not all y'all, but some of y'all. See, that's why they had to collapse the Virgin Mary in Maryland. Mm-hmm. The bridge was maritime law, y'all.
Yep.
The bridge represents maritime law.
They just
collapsed. Yeah, they collapsed, and now they're on land.
Exactly.
And now, Tariq, what is the symbol on the Circle 7 Al-Quran?
Yeah.
The symbol?
Yeah, not the symbol, but the picture.
Oh, you mean the Circle 7?
He's talking about the Circle 7 with the stars. Circle 7, that's what Brother Caddy be talking about.
No, but the picture. There's a brother walking out of water carrying the mother, right?
Carrying the woman.
That's the one. Yes, exactly. That's Noble Drew Ali carrying out the uplifting of fallen humanity. The uplifting of fallen humanity, that stands for that, I believe.
Now, hold on. Hold on now. Let's
humanity, H-U-E.
Now, the fact that a man, I'm talking to all my women out there listening in the 10 region. If y'all could let a man pretend to be a woman to you, and then that woman takes your scholarship that's actually a man, then what they have done, they have destroyed humanity. That's why she had to be rescued. Because you are the birthright. The women are the birthright. Ain't nobody can birth nobody but a woman. Right. And the only thing you are...
Comes out
now,
of
this is
why
I say... Let's go with this now. Y'all don't got deep. Let's go with the navel. I told nobody... That story about woman came from a man that was made up by misogynist demons. Because everybody on the planet Earth got a belly button, which is a navel and
that's
a liberal
correct.
Core. That's
Come
a
on.
Fact. You can make up all the stories you want,
before.
But everybody on the earth, now, if we came from a man, why ain't the rib got that biblical cord on the rib? The rib, I'm going to tell you what this means, y'all. I ain't tell you. I got it. It means they took only the maha bone. They took your melanin out the bone to create another human being because you need bone marrow. It's called bone marrow.
Bone marrow.
Man,
That's right.
This is so simple. Only a fool could err. This is so simple. This is how easy this knowledge is. But y'all make it difficult.
And that goes right back to bloodline, don't it, Dry Bones?
Sure it does.
Yeah.
Bone marrow is bloodline.
And how is it that Vladimir Putin just released this about Jesus? They, out of the archives of Russia, they showed who Jesus is and was, the picture of him, the true one. Yeah, a melanated one, skin like burnt brass and hair like lamb's wool.
Now, let's go with that. Now, I don't even have a problem with all that definition because, again, hold on, because y'all say y'all know the Bible, but if you do know the Bible and you do think of it, the first country names is out of Africa is Ethiopia. That's why Brother Caddy, he's done a mental job because he's going by name. Yeah. He's in Ethiopia. Ethiopia. Now, I told y'all before, I'm going to go with this again. You can't have Abyssinia. There you go. Abyssinia, the same church that eugenics was given. They used Abyssinia Church, the creation story, to do it. Now, I'm going to go now. We got to go there because black folks, you are worshiping eugenics. You are worshiping a death cult. Anybody who says, I must kill babies and that's your political agenda, my God, that's unbelievable.
Your own demise. Your own demise. That's
how
what you're doing.
How could the black woman, because remember, right now it's being reported. Don't look at me. I look at numbers. Reported black males are going toward Trump. Black women is going toward Biden.
Right.
But you didn't care when they was giving us COVID shots, but you care about killing babies. See, when it came to COVID shots, you was okay. You ain't said words. Kill me. But now, right, but now you upset about able to kill a baby? Now, I'm not saying everybody should have a baby by somebody who's crazy. I'm not giving you no power. I'm just saying this is your political platform. You're not talking about oil. You're not talking about gold and silver and monetary man. Your whole agenda with the Democratic Party as of now, pneumatic, and y'all can't say I'm lying because I got the numbers. Y'all can call in. I can bet you. You want to bet $100, $500? I'm down. I could bet that your agenda is based off body killing. It's not based
body
off
kill.
No motivation to create jobs.
Right.
That ain't on your agenda. The agenda for
eugenics.
The Democratic Party for women is eugenics. Now, I'm going to prove it to you right now. Okay.
Dry bones.
No, Virginia.
Glad y'all on. I'm glad you brought that up. Because a lot of things going down, they say it's March Madness Championship Week, but they had a lot of flyouts going on over the weekend. You know what I mean? There was a lot of signs, symbols, numerology. Now, you know up there in New York, you had a 4.8 earthquake. What's the mile? 4.8. Then you had a 4.7 earthquake over in Japan. 47
right.
problems of Euclid. Pay attention. They throw
47. Lucid. That's the same street. Lucid.
Hey,
there you go, bro. You go ahead.
Wait a minute. So yesterday, I was out, but they had Purdue playing North Carolina State.
Alabama.
They won by 13, but if you add 50 plus 63, that's 113. When was the Federal Reserve created, man? Now watch this. A lot of things going on in this mad cycle. You know, the other day, you know, they played the little psyop on you, you know, or April Fool's, got you with a little April Fool's joke, you know, with the Angel Reese and all that. You know, they got everybody. We're talking about this craziness, right? And they're talking about the Caitlin Clark 2-2. Right, you know, it's just so symbolic. But, you know, I'm from Virginia. We had a woman named Dawn Staley. So, you know, you were just talking about the abortion and all that, and y'all were talking about Michael Obama. Well, guess what my Dawn Staley said yesterday? They asked her, when do you think it'd be okay for transgenders to enter sports? She's like, if they're able to play, I think that transgenders should play. If they think they're a woman, they should play. I said, what damn them?
Dawn Staley, who was a WNBA superstar, stay with me, brother. It's a deep. Now I want y'all to know she's in the commercial with Affleck. Affleck gave Dion when they wear blue. Blue is the symbol of masonry, true blue. See, the sky ain't really blue, y'all. The sun makes it blue because it reflects off water. The sun is The sky is dark. It's black in reality. That's a fact. Those of you who know astronomy, but anybody knows science, the sun hits the ocean and makes the sky blue. That's why Masonry call the Blue Lodge, because it's untrue. Go ahead.
Hey, let me bring this up now. So the other day I was at the gym, and the guy working out, and he was talking about, you know, talking about y'all brothers, man, make me sick. Y'all not backing up Angel Reese and this thing. Do we need to put a GoFundMe for Angel Reese? I said, why do you do that for? Angel Reese got deals with Amazon, Bose, and a lot of companies that I don't even care for. But check this out. He was like, but then another brother was talking to me. He was like, man, you know, it's time for my son to go to college. I'm thinking about it. He's like, I don't really want him to go to Howard University. Howard got the first. He said, all the accomplishments Howard got, because they can say right now, it ain't education. He said they got Kamala Harris. You know, she couldn't Howard. I thought he left. He had a good conversation. He left, and I looked up Howard. Well, guess what, Drybone? Do you know that Howard University got a student association, and the head of the student association they got is a tranny now?
Wow.
Wait a minute, man. And then anybody on the West Coast, y'all need to be careful. Listen, I'm just bringing this up. All your 99-cent stores closing. UPS closing 20. They had a big strike, just like they was about to have a strike in May up there in Baltimore. What they are trying to do, they thing up in Baltimore with that bridge and UPS, they are going towards automation. That's why they. That's what happened to that bridge. Because them people, they trying to get them to go on and forth. You need to know that fucking governor up there in Maryland, that Moore, was a White House fellow under Condoleezza Rice with bullets. He said he was a strong fiscal person back then. Now he's the governor of Maryland. And they're going to use it. They brought Biden in there. They're Biden was thanking the immigrants for, you know, what they did. And he said, we need the immigrants for the lifeblood of the economy. You know, he said they're so that's what Biden said.
Amen.
Meanwhile, up in California. I'm going to take two things. I'm in California. I'm done. I want to bring this up.
Go ahead.
They put that minimum wage hike in and made people lose their jobs. Jabones, you can look this up. Tell me something, man. On Easter Sunday, which is really 133, yeah, whatever. But let's just tell you what happened, man. Have you ever heard of somebody stealing $30 million out of damn vault and they nobody find no traits, no cameras or nothing, man? You ever heard of that, man? They say that the White House up there in L.A. stole $30 million.
Wow.
And nobody saw anything.
$30 million.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
$30 million
to get stolen.
Now, That's your inside. Dry bone. Brother Kwame, go.
Excellent show, Brother Tariq and all the family. You know, we've got minds here that's on point, and as the sister said, we are awake. And this is why, you know, Blog Talk is blocking these shows, because they know the algorithms and what we're saying is truth, and they don't want the truth out. The part that we're talking about is this eclipse. You know, we had an eclipse on April 8th, 2005. It was over the Pacific. The last eclipse across America was in 1918. And, you know, that was just before the end of the First World War. And the ones before that, the last double eclipse across America was 1776. That's why Pluto is sitting in Aquarius right now, because this is when this country was founded. What we're doing is we're seeing a cycle of life, which is round, it's circular. And what we're having to overstand is this consciousness energy is trying to be blocked. Like somebody said, you know, all the money they're going to make on this eclipse tomorrow. But you look at something, the whole thing with the women's basketball, the divine feminine power, and they were saying that how many people are watching this and paying to watch this sport is more than what baseball in the World Series. So what you're looking at is the rising of the divine feminine energy, because the moon in front of the sun, the moon is the female, and she's blocking the male. She's turning off his light. And the patriarchal of what you're just now seeing, Francis Scott Keyes was standing on the ship watching, you know, them bomb, the British bomb, Baltimore. And he wrote that song, he wrote a poem, which is taken, if you look it up, it is the rhythm of the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, is an Irish drunk song. They just took the rhythm of it and mixed the words together, what he wrote, and the third stanza is talking about the slave because he was a slave owner. That is, as all of this is falling down. Britain is falling.
Never
the
hear
London
that.
Bridges
That's
is
right.
falling because the cancer's killing them. Now you look at what happened to the Statue of Liberty on the day that the earthquake
struck
was on point, 4.8. But what else happened? Lightning struck that artificial statue they put up there on Ellis Island. See, all of this is getting ready to come down, and we're seeing this whole thing come down. And what we are doing is being able to decipher truth from untruth, because half-truth is a whole lot. This whole thing with what we call technology is really to say that we've taken the knowledge from the people and we're putting it into behavior scores, like my brother Derek was talking about his credit score. No, we're getting ready to go to a social behavior score. And in that social behavior score, if you're not in line with the same thing they're doing in China, because what would you say, Wuhan was the template, China is the template of what we're creating in smart cities. They are going to have this country because everybody right now, look at your driver's license in the right-hand corner is a yellow star because they sold all of this to China. So what we're seeing right now is the changing of a guard, because China is going to be what America used to be. That's why America has invested so much into China, moving all the factories, because this is what's going to be controlling this global planet called Earth, because they're getting ready to do a new Silk Road and calling it the trade road.
Yeah.
Because Whoever controls your resources controls your world.
It's already operating. Ain't no new. It's operating. It's already effective. It's already going through all of China to the end of Europe. It's already happening. That's what this whole thing's about. But go ahead. It's called the Silk Belt Initiative, y'all. The Silk Belt Initiative. Go ahead.
Obama signed a contract for that train to be built here, too, right? Remember when he was...
the super rails in 2050.
Super rails
in 2050. But what you forgot, and nobody was listening on Easter Sunday, Biden signed the Transgender Act.
Sure did. The same day Easter. Same day Easter.
That's what he thinks about religion.
Yeah.
Wow.
He signed the transitional. I seen that. Now it was a flag from the from Republican Party people, and I seen that. I said, man, how could you? They asked Jean Pierre, the so-called sister from Port-au-Prince, to explain.
We also didn't look at, and I'm glad you brought the brother up, George Taylor, because in him being the first millionaire in 1904 when he ran for president against Roosevelt, the part that you forgot is that the first billionaire was knocked down, Diddy was knocked down in 2024. 120 years, they had the first millionaire, they just took down a black billionaire.
Well, that black millionaire never got brought down. I hope y'all look him up.
No, I didn't say he got brought. I said he was the first black millionaire.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying that guy there, no one realized white folks would ask him. Think about what I'm telling y'all. Wall Street, these are Jews.
But
they
how did Wall Street get its name? Get a book. There's a book called Holocaust for Beginners by Sam Anderson out of New York. Sam Anderson wrote a book called Holocaust for Beginners. They built the wall because the stench was so terrible to the people when they came to auctions to buy slaves. They made them build the wall because the first commodity was sold on Wall Street was us.
Yeah, well, I don't have a problem with people telling me that, because you know why? Because, again, slavery was a universal construct. It ain't just America. And, again, slavery, again, is a universal construct. And I want y'all to realize this while I do these programs. Black people was in on it.
Don't ever fool yourself. That's where the problem comes in.
Thank you.
Don't ever fool yourself and think black people are not in on slavery. Black people.
And when Diddy's house is raided,
I object. Wait a minute. I object. I object.
Hold on. First landowner.
I'm gonna give you the opportunity to object, but I'm gonna give you the premise now. So
okay. Go ahead.
Now,
yeah, go ahead.
If a guy, if Dr. Claude Anderson said that the first reason why we got chattel slavery was a court case called Corsair and Anthony. Now, the black guy ended up wanting to have his slaves forever. And I said, well, Dad, why would he think that? Because it came out of the East. These people had a concept that if you was a slave, your mother was a slave first. That's why that beautiful story. That story was so beautiful because it said that his mother said, you would never be in slavery again. You free. And she did it, but she died. And they took over him. Now, I ask you a question now. If this is the case, now, Dr. Carr showed me the case. I looked it up. That case is valid. How come we don't get our lawyers to rescind that case if we so astute today? Why would we pay our lawyers to overturn Corsair and Anthony, which was the first case of slavery?
Never
going to
happen.
You can't go back to the papal bull. You got to go to
Time out. Hold on. Never going to happen, but this is a court case now. A black man brought chattel slavery to America. It was not white people. So Dr. Carl Anderson did the work for us. How do y'all address that? Because if a black dude made the first court case for chattel slavery.
That's crayon talk. Shit, man, come on.
No. I looked this up.
They dry bones.
Yes, sir, brother. Because I want some answers.
I got something in reference to that.
Go ahead.
If you think about it, we're not black, and who the original people of this land? So that might be another thing we said, and it's like you said, chattel. So who's to say he's talking about melanated people, just like how they flip in color things? He might be talking about bringing the Europeans over here, because we were the first landowners here.
Okay, but hold on. The mental construct of a person going to court, because many of y'all ain't been to court, I'm sure. Some of y'all have, some of y'all haven't. But going to court and win a case like that to have a slave for life, you know how much money you got to put into that court case? So who financed that case, y'all? Because I looked it up. Who financed that, y'all?
But when you go to court, you go before the bar, the British Accredit Registry. There right there
money.
Shows you where this is what governs.
But it's money.
Then you have
but
to go. Law is written in Latin. And Latin,
on,
so I want to say you got to go back
okay.
to the papal bull.
Okay, if law,
they gave
hold on,
them
no,
permission.
No, you do not. Hold on. The papal bull, it says Latin. The Moors gave them Latin. So they did not
Moors
say Latin.
Latin.
The Moors,
yes.
So come on, y'all. Stop. Y'all playing with me. Don't play. Now, for all you listening, right
come
now.
Come on.
The women,
tell it.
You women today, if Gerald Ford, I play facts. Latin is all through the Bibles. The Latin Bible is one of the oldest Bibles than the Hebrew. So I don't know. And the Ethiopian Bible is called, they speak it in magic terms in the Ethiopian Bible. So something ain't right with
our
thinking here.
The Coptic Bible.
So if you got a Coptic Bible, and that's the Bible that most of them over there read, and they got us reading King James, who is definitely a British agent. Because he's black too. Now many of y'all say black. I heard this talk.
Can I chip in on that?
I'm glad you got. What you're talking about now?
You're talking about Justinian's deception. Check this out. The face of the modern day Nazi Vatican slavery system that controls the world today via a grammatical corruption. Of the English text. Now check out what it says. Justinian is a hidden foreign text known as Dog Latin. This mother of all deceptions, the concept of modern day slavery. But check this out. This article is not a legal advice in any way. It is a story in relation to research and findings that have been uncovered in relation to such research directed at the grammar. I can't pronounce grammatical.
Grammatical.
They're
yeah.
talking about grammar.
Yeah. Grammatical.
Standard of the government. On what could be
foreign governments. Now, here we go. An account of grammatical right. crimes of corporate governance, courts, and enforcement agencies by the use of dog Latin, a debased, criminal, immoral, foreign written language that renders all such dog Latin documents as tendered by such corporate private governments as counterfeit. Dog Latin is unhyphenated or uppercase Latin symbolic text that follows the grammatical
right.
rules
right.
grammatical.
Of English
yeah, grammar.
And not the grammatical rules of
Come
Latin.
On.
It is the language
now, hold on.
Of the illiterate.
You're absolutely correct.
It is the language
you're
of the illiterate, right. and it looks just like English, but it's not.
But it
hold
any,
on. You
any,
been,
anytime
nah.
you see...
Go ahead. Finish. Go ahead. Anytime you see what?
Anytime you see
all
that all capital name, you know that you're dealing with dog Latin, and it makes the document no good, whether it's a contract or anything. It boils the contract. When you see your name in all caps, it boils the contract because that's not your name. That's a name that's made up in law.
We won't dispute that.
Only for a corporation.
No, I can't dispute
not for,
no, we won't dispute it. That's a fact. Now, hold on. Let's go with the fact.
That's called corporate speak. That's corporatism.
Right, but hold on. Corporatism.
I got one more piece of that, Drabone.
Hold on. Corporatism I agree with you. You're going to get me to argue with that because that's stupidity. You're right on point. I said that if these words came from Latin, we said when we was young kids, what did we used to speak? Pig Latin. Change the
Pig Latin.
I remember. Right. So obviously the language, but if you're going to bring merchants into this, these merchants were not white, y'all. I could prove
nope.
it to a fact. The merchants were not white. Y'all lying when y'all talk about the ain't no merchants were white coming across that type of landmass all the way over here. Come on, y'all. Stop it. I will say this to women.
No, they had to have the communicators. They had to have people
had,
that can communicate
yeah,
with the people
exactly.
in the land.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
they was
Brother
hold on,
York,
of color.
Sister Sacagawea.
Hold on.
We needed communication.
Brother York.
Just like, hold on. Because I know time. I got
Europa.
All y'all out there, just for the women, all you women out there, nobody plays this. I guarantee you heard it on this program. I got it from people, but I have never heard this from any other people. Now, if a president tell you that y'all gonna get power, Kamala Harris is the president of the United States, and she will be the president because you know why? There will not be another election in 2024, guaranteed.
That's right.
She already the president.
On October 18th, 1989, in West Branch, Iowa, Gerald Ford, the 38th president of the United States, shared history with students from across Iowa. The visit was part of a conference on the role of former presidents in American society, sponsored by the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum and the Gerald Ford Library and Museum. Here's how these students took advantage of a rare learning opportunity.
Thank you very, very much. It's a very high honor and a very great privilege for me to come to West Branch and to participate in this conference, which is being held here at the Hoover facilities.
Mr. Ford, what advice would you give a young lady wanting to become President of the United States?
Oh, well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become President of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. Either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president. And the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die, and the woman will become president under the law or constitution. And once that barrier is broken, from then on, men better be careful, because they'll have a hard, hard time ever even getting a nomination in the future.
This is Gerald Ford, y'all. Gerald
mm-hmm.
Ford,
okay.
Our president. Now, what party got this party in place? The Democrats. They're going to kill Biden. Biden is already dead.
Obama is going to run for president. And the only way that you're going to be a president is if you be trans.
Hold on. All I can tell you is, let's go with the premise. Let's just say, I know people want to say he's dead. Let's just go with this for tangible purposes. He's alive. Whatever this is Biden. Let's just say this is Biden. Biden don't look good. Don't look like he can make it. He's stuttering. He's falling apart. Now, if Kamala Harris becomes president, do you see who she affiliated to by her husband? Do y'all know who her husband is? Do y'all all know? I'm asking y'all now. Y'all know who her husband is? Okay.
Zionist carpenter.
Okay. Somebody said it. Okay. So if he got Mossad Jewish ties, and she's not even black American, she is India first, because her mother is from pure India, not no island India, not no Guyana, not no Jamaican Indian.
She's Hindu.
Now, she Hindu.
She's Brahmin.
Her daddy is from Jamaica. And you know the Jamaicans do not want to say they black American, none whatsoever. Let's be honest with ourselves. Now, let's go with the facts. This is fact. I hate that. I see, fact hurts because you know that's true, what I just said. They ain't going to call themselves black America. They carry their flag with them. Every Jamaican restaurant that I seen to cross America got that flag at their restaurant, so they're nationalists. They are nationalists. Now, you don't understand what nationalists, that ain't my fault. Go to school. Now, secondly, if this is true, that she going to be the president, man, she don't like you. Black men, she can't stand your ass. She put more black men in jail for petty marijuana and then go on the Breakfast Club with the so-called, y'all should be boycotting the Breakfast Club because y'all making us want to know y'all ignorant. How could y'all want to listen to a show that is communist? The show is communist. The show don't have no other objective than communism. Now, you telling me that these people is telling you that she could come on their show and say, oh, I smoke weed too. But you put about 500,000 blacks in jail?
Let's keep it going.
I want to hear from y'all.
She was a couch lay.
Brother Tariq, you from California.
Yeah, you got to know the story, bro.
She was pathetic. She was fucking Montel Williams and y'all goddamn mayor. Now, how are y'all went along with that? Hold on. Brother Tariq, you in California now. Black folks are Democrats. They ain't no goddamn Republicans there. Black folks, Democrats. How can you explain to me, in logical terms to our audience, which is nationwide, that California, all this gang-looking activity, got the Bloods and Crips, and I found out the Mexicans are now ruling those areas. How do we explain that to people?
That's what's called social engineering. That's what's called setting up communities to be a certain way because they're, they all come together culturally. And this is how the invasion is set up and put in practice, folks. You know, this is not something just happenstance. They're transporting people from the border up to Massachusetts, and they're transporting them up to Chicago, and they're all up the East Coast and all down south now.
So we're on the same page.
They're being paid, these people.
Okay, be a pay. Okay,
but what you played,
go ahead.
What you played, Dry Bones, what you played with Gerald Ford saying that the way in which there will be a woman president is because they knew by calculation that there will be another eclipse, and this is the energy that they're working with. Because back in 1776, how many states will this eclipse go across? 13. What was the original colonies?
13.
Who was the first president?
George Washington. Who will be the next first woman president? Kamala Harris.
Oh,
well,
that's,
you see
yeah,
how the magic that they're trying to work?
Yeah, it's a magic
well,
in there.
Not,
it's
but hold on. Hold on. Let's go. But I want our people to know something because I know we always talk. Now, those magic that they are going off of it, Benjamin Banneker Bay laid the ley lines for them. He's black.
Come on.
This is a grand. Yeah, I mean, these people laid the ley lines.
No, he was a Moore, not black.
Right, yeah. I mean, Moore, whatever you want to call him.
Can
I
say
something?
No. Come on, let's
be
correct in our speech, please.
You got to say it like that.
George Washington what?
George Washington was the first book president. Because we have to say it like that, because he really wasn't the first president of America.
And
okay,
he was
so,
appointed. He was appointed. He was
okay,
not elected. He was appointed. By whom?
I wish Brother Cat. Where's Brother Cat at? Okay, let's go with that. Okay. Because I know. Let's just say this. I got a book saying John Hanson was the first so-called.
John Hanson was the ninth.
Yeah, well, John Hanson. Now, according to these people, John Hanson was first before
12
Washington. Because Washington. Yeah, 12 Hendy. Thank you, brother. The 12 Hendy. Now, the 12 Hendy, look at the word. I mean, and my brother, no, we looked this word up. The 12 Hendy, it says he's the highest order of Anglo-Saxons. That's what the 12 Hendy meant. I said, well, damn.
Okay.
How did the Anglo-Saxons? Did I go look up Anglo-Saxons, though? they're Germans. But here's what he said, Europa.
Europa
is a black goddess.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This black goddess got knights. I looked this up. They call them black knights. Now, y'all the question I got to ask all y'all today now is one thing to be dumbed down to the max where you forget all that you even say. Because there's no way that the Moors can have 700 years of sex with white women. 700 years of sex with these women. And they built. Yeah. Now here's the part I don't get. How come none of them like Dr.
You're presuming something.
I ain't presuming. It's in the books of the Knights. All you got to look at is the Knights of the Harem. There's a book y'all call the Harems. Look up the Harems. The Knights of the Harem.
I know about the Harem. Yep, I do.
Yeah,
I know.
All they did was the first slaves, which y'all just said, came from Slavic land. I go look this up because I like y'all.
Right.
I found out that the white people. They were the ones that the Arabs used to build the mosque. I said, well, damn, they built the mosque. That's why they're the Shriners today. That's why white people want to be Shriners, y'all. They come.
Mm-hmm.
So why would white men want to be Shriners and wear fez if they're from Europa? Now, let's go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Remember this. Those Moors you're talking about, those Moors' sons put them out of power because they had those harems. And the harems were from them white girls you're talking about. But they educated their sons, and they didn't have any value in the women.
Right.
So their sons became mad with the fathers and threw coups and overturned them. That's how they ended up getting beaten by the Europeans. Their sons teamed up with the Europeans.
Okay, well, so now you got infighting and inbreeding. So let's be real. Okay, the facts matter. So y'all bring out the facts without me even having to say nothing. Y'all I'm gonna bring it up for you. Now, so you got inbreeding. You got he just said it. He ain't lying. The Sultans and they sons started fighting over women. Now I said to myself, well, how do they bring? How do they get the limestone? And Dr. Sheikh, what's his name? Dr. Banga Shango said that. They went now y'all mad at white folks, but the Arabs chiseled off the limestones of the pyramid.
That's correct.
They
were the melanated folks that can call themselves Arabs because that's who was in charge of the whole operation.
I just want y'all to explain to me logically that y'all have been blaming these wrong people because you telling me white people ain't even involved. They are slaves. They are chiseling off the line. Let's just deal with where we at now. I said they chiseled off the limestone of the pyramid. Why ain't Dr. Smalls and them talking about that. See how black people work with their religion and their so-called history? It's fraudulent.
But what you...
How the hell you...
Right.
How,
well,
know,
the women were
slaves
because the men were still doing business. They always tipping off their women. The white men was tipping off their women just like the black men and all the rest of them.
I don't have a problem with that, but... Hold on, but
I'm talking about Europe at that time. Europe didn't have a lot of women at that time. Remember, they had the plague
had
disease.
Okay, you could say,
you could
say what you want. Oh, you could say that they don't have a lot of women, but the women that
they
did
have. The regular man didn't have no women. Not the regular man. He didn't have no women.
Oh, well, the women that they have, they are in all I got to do is tell y'all, go look up Salamanca, Cordoba, and y'all going to tell me that these white women ain't there and these Arabs ain't buying them and selling them. Now, they showed you in the movies. Every movie from Taken to everyone shows the Arabs as the ones doing the slave trade, doing the sex trade. Now, I'm trying to figure out how y'all psychologically to this day is blaming the wrong person. Because if this person is actually the one that's actually, because that, come on, Dr. Claude, Dr. Ben, they kind of told you. But they're getting paid. Now, Dr. Benjamin was getting paid by white philanthropists. I hope y'all know this.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
the Carnegie Foundation and the Ford. Come see what I'm saying? Y'all don't want to tell the whole truth. But on this show, we're going to tell
that's Pan-Africanism. That's all that Africa crap.
Dr. Ben was probably an Indian himself, but he didn't take his Indian heritage. Dr. Ben is from down in Mississippi.
Thank you.
He was an Indian.
He was a native of this land over here, yes.
Okay, let's go with this. Because I told y'all. We about to break up all the bullshit on this program. Y'all go to other program a lot, but not this one. Now, I can tell you this right now. If y'all don't keep saying that the chisel of – I asked y'all a question. Who chiseled off the limestone of the pyramids? Was it white people or Arabs or black Arabs?
It's the Creole. It's the mixture. It's the Creole mixture of the Arab, the dark-skinned Arab, and the other folk that the lighter-skinned one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
so
what happened.
Let's just say Arab. Let's just say the Arab nation. Color don't make a difference to Arabs. I hope y'all know that. They got black people right now. If you look up Saudi Arabia right now, I can show you black people darker than all y'all.
That's what I'm talking about, the Creole the Creole mixture.
Okay, so they got it. Now, they got it chiseled off, but you ain't learning that. You got people telling you Napoleon did this shit. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a damn lie. Y'all know the chisel off the pyramids because all the mosques in Medina and Mecca is off of the pyramids. Now, who shipped that shit over there, y'all? On the line.
The
tell
Masons?
Me who shipped that shit over there.
The secret society.
No, not the Masons. No. What group? Dude, they tell you themselves in books. What
the Mariner folk. The Mariner folk.
Thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
The Mariner
somebody
people.
Got to
us.
People. Okay. Now, right. If you take the people who ship that, they would have to know how to ship limestone. They can't just ship all that shit to a goddamn area from another area without having precision people to know how to do this. So they had surveyors.
They had the Dutch, the Moroccans. They had whoever wanted to do business with them.
Oh, the Dutch wasn't,
that's right.
The Dutch wasn't in there. The Dutch was not. Time out. The Dutch was not around. Facts, y'all. The Dutch was not around
at
that time. The Dutch was not around at that time of chiseling off the pyramids. That's y'all go and look up the books of Solomon, and you're going to tell me that there was some Dutch chiseling off some goddamn
The
Dutch was the slaves. Right.
For them to chip off anything, I'm talking about maritime. You said shipping.
The Dutch came later. I'm talking about the actual all these blacks that are on this line and beyond this line who listening. Y'all always